For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic. Sports, we're back in the saddle. The whole crew's here. Man, sports is nuts right now. How are you guys? It's good to see the Mexicans still here. I hadn't seen you for a while.
I thought you died.
I was hoping you died.
He doesn't need this, dude. What does he need that for?
That's for your sound effects.
Oh, I thought you needed it to take calls.
No, dude. He's got calls over there.
Come on, bro.
Right on.
This is your first time of the show?
Yeah.
This is your first time seeing me here on time, so you're a little
Maybe that did
throw me off.
Maybe that scarf's too tight around your neck.
You walking in like before like 12:15 did throw
Where's
me off.
Where's your pipe? Yeah. You need a pipe.
You do need a pipe. It would go with
corn
this.
Corn cob.
Also, it would accept monocle.
You look like, who's the millionaire from Gilligan's Island?
Describe him. Mr. Howell?
Mr. Howell.
You look
you're just like Mr. Howell's son who never had to find a job.
Somewhere out there, there's a grandpa freezing because you have a sweater on and you have a nice, thick scarf on.
Thank
you. Some nice glasses.
Right.
And you have great hair today.
I appreciate that.
Tebow's dressing to impress.
I'm trying to win it.
Tebow doesn't dress like the Bain account he has. He dresses like the bank account he wants.
Yeah.
You got to visualize shit, Sam.
Yeah, that's what I like about you. A lot of good shit going on.
You can't say dressing to impress because then
dress
you've lost the
impress.
Rhyme. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that what he said?
It's got to be
dressing. He's dressing to impress.
He's dressing to impress. I guess you're right.
Dressed to impress.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm dressing all to impressing.
Even dressed to impress.
Yeah, and dressing to impressing.
Yeah, that would work, too.
Thank you.
That's not what you did, though.
Well, you know, hey, dude, you don't know what I did.
Well, I was there, so I kind of did.
Wow, a lot of stuff going on, but let's get into the people who pay the bills. That's right, BetDSI, BetDSI.com for all your betting needs. I hope you guys made some money on these fights. Hope you're laying some money on the Super Bowl. Go there. Now, guys, a lot of you guys are using the promo code PUNCHDRUNK, and you're like, I didn't get my money. It's not instantaneous. You will get credited with your $10. Trust us. It will happen. You're not the first person. It takes like an hour, and you will get credited with your $10.
An hour's not long. I thought you were talking like a month or something.
No, dude.
An hour is fine.
BetDSI.com. Also, go to PunchDrunkSports.com. No, go to CavemanCoffee.com. Use PunchDrunkSports. Use the promo code. Get 10% off. And this is where Tebow talks
about
living.
They sent me tea.
Really?
They finally made tea.
Oh, how is
it? Loose leaf tea. It's great.
Like
chamomile.
Bags, like...
No, not tea bags. I'm saying loose leaf that you just put in like a strainer type thing and you pour water over
it.
Oh. Yeah, it's
Are
great.
Are you a tea guy now?
Yeah, I don't drink coffee.
Not a coffee guy at all.
I'm not a caffeine guy. So, yeah.
They sent me some.
Which surprises
Keith Jardine. Why? Because I've been
Because pot and caffeine go great together.
Oh,
they
offset
each other, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you
it's
get
like
really
heroin and cocaine. It's just so good.
It's a great partnership.
That's a terrible combo.
It's like peanut butter and cocaine.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. Right. No, that's
like dog food and
or
cocaine.
Or chocolate and cocaine.
Don't you think peanut butter and cocaine would be horrible? Because you're kind of lips. You're kind of dry mouthed.
Yeah,
I'll let you guys take the lead on this one.
I would imagine that. You've done coke before. Don't do
twice,
fucking...
but right before I boned once and right before I went
Was it
out.
Good?
The boning?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was okay.
It is
such
great.
A small amount.
Was Never it like done... she wanted to do coke and then you're
she
like...
She wanted to do coke? I was like, I guess I have to do coke.
I'm trying to find a way to work coke in without relapsing. You know, like find some fine print in the...
the AA.
You know?
What if I just shoot coke, which is not a normal way to do it? So
what does that even mean?
I don't even know.
What if someone just sprays it in my face? I've never done it.
And then go to the website, Punch Drunk Sports, and use our Amazon links. Guys, we need writers. We need writers on the website. Punch Drunk Sports. Go to writeforpunchdrunk.com. We'd like to write for you. We're looking for some decent writers, so come and hang out. Real quick, around the horn, where are you going to be, Ari?
I'm going to be in Vancouver, Canada, at a place called The Comedy Mix, February 18th. 19th and 20th.
Oh, joy!
And then I'm going to Big J's taping of his special in New York on February 21st.
For Comedy
21st.
Central?
For Big J.
For Big J?
Yeah.
Okay. Next up.
Yeah.
I like how you read that off of a Game Boy.
Well, I just wanted to see what the dates were. I can't really see what's on here.
You remembered it on your head, yeah, from your head. But
well,
you
says calendar, but it doesn't say any dates on the calendar, so I just have to, like, remember.
Do you upload all your stuff on your website?
Website, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's all at arithegreat.com.
You should go and get, like, Feng Chao or some shit to do that for you.
Oh, hilarious.
Some crazy Asian guy.
To update my dates?
Yeah.
Rogan used to get so mad at Duncan.
I remember when he had that job.
And he was like, Boston is not in Mississippi. It's in Massachusetts. M-A. M-A. Now people are going to think Boston, Mississippi.
Didn't he run
because you were M-I. And I was like, Rogan, it's a little reach. But I was like, but Duncan, also, why are you constantly fucking up the states?
Sorry, buddy. Didn't he run his MySpace page?
Yeah,
wasn't it
MySpace.
That long ago?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I'll be at the Melrose Improv.
I forgot about that.
I'll be at the Melrose Improv the 24th, February 24th, Wednesday night. And I'll be at the Comedy Store sometime. I made a huge mistake. I called Avails in, and I go, every day this week. And then I realized I don't want to do a show tonight, and I definitely don't want to get a Super Bowl.
Why do you want to do one tonight?
Because I got a million things
Super
to
Bowl.
Do.
Super Bowl. I got to call them, tell them no for Super
yeah,
Bowl.
Yeah, I turned. I did.
Because all those spots I get there are relatively shitty, but yeah. Still come to the Comedy Store, just not to see me. And it's always at like 8 o'clock, like right when the game's going to be ending. Yeah. I'm going to have to leave to go do this. So it's like, if I get a spot Sunday, that ain't happening.
Yeah, what time is the game ending at? 8?
8:30 probably.
8:30.
Yeah.
It's like kickoff's like 3:30.
The problem is
you got a long halftime.
Yeah, you got an extra long halftime. But you'll probably want.
And everyone's going to be shit faced. No one's going to the store.
Yeah, but at some point it's like you're done with the game for about an hour, hour and a half. And then you're like, I'm bored. Fuck, I wish I called in. Or you'll be like, let's keep having fun and I'm so glad I didn't call in.
Yeah.
You'll either
regret
it either way. Like, yeah, fuck, I go to the store now.
Yeah, either way, you're fucked. But it's like to just not have to have a 8 o'clock spot in the belly room in front of 7 people because everybody's at the Super Bowl, just like Sam said.
Right.
Gladly
right.
Take that spot.
If I get it, I'll give it to you.
I love you, too.
Go to my website. I am going to be I'm somewhere Friday night. I'm doing my friend's band show. So I'll get you those dates. It will be on my Twitter. Next Saturday, February the 13th, I am in St. Louis. I am playing the Duck Room at Blueberry Hill. It's a Valentine's Day show. Come out, rock out. Then the following week, I'm in Sacramento at the Sacramento Punchline.
Hell yeah. The place where gummy fries were invented.
Yes, gummy fries.
We're talking about that.
Also, fritas.
I think I'm going to ask you something. I'm having a discussion with somebody.
Yeah, Frank just perked up. Yeah.
I'm having a discussion
you
with
somebody. You speaky spick.
Oh, shit.
I'm having a discussion with somebody.
Okay.
To see if they could fund my hour special.
Great.
But
yeah,
it won't be in time. Even if they said yes tomorrow.
Yeah.
2 weeks from now is not enough time to shoot a special.
Of course not.
So I'm thinking about recording the hour in Sacramento, just in case.
Audio.
Yeah.
For CD.
If it just, let's say it's somehow, knowing my life, shit goes weird, and it doesn't work out with the special, I still have this hour.
Here's why I'll tell you yes, you should do that. Two reasons.
One,
because, you never know if shit, like, crumbles. You know the position you're in. It's like, whatever. But you definitely want to do at least a CD, right? So
right.
We may as well get the CD. Two, even if it does work out, well, one, you've only wasted a few a few hundred bucks just for the recording. But more importantly, even if it does work out, I think it's better to have a separate recording for the CD and the special.
Okay.
So it's not the exact same set.
Sold me on that. So listen, Sacramento.
I mean, same hour, but, like, you know, different order, different, like, oh, this crowd member. Yeah.
I'm going to be in Sacramento the 19th and 20th. I think it's that weekend. If anyone knows anybody who could do audio recording, hit me up. I will pay to come record all 4 shows because I'm so happy to do Sacramento and do it again in a very short time, too. So I'm very excited about that. And then fall at the end of the month, I'm at the La Jolla Comedy Store. So that's my February. Yeah. Frank, what are you getting into?
I'm going to be in La Jolla April 1st and 2nd with Adam Ray and Sandy Danto, which is really cool.
Oh, that's
cool.
A good show.
Yeah, I'm really stoked. And then I'm going to be in San Jose March 18th and 19th, San Jose Improv, with George Perez and Brian Redband.
So is George Brian's new sidekick now that Tony's off on his own?
I don't know, maybe.
A lot of good stuff going on. We got a lot of people coming, joining us in studio around 1 o'clock is the one and only Steve Renazzisi.
Woo!
And then in a couple minutes, we got Tommy Toehold coming in to talk some sport.
Yeah, you better eat these cookies before that fat fuck Renazzisi gets here.
Jesus,
oh, yeah, he's
going to
think, is that a chicken parm? We're like, no, man, it's a cookie. It's like, oh, eat the chicken parm cookies. Yeah, like, no, man, it's not chicken parm.
So speaking of eating disgusting things,
does he always eat?
What is this gummy bear fry bullshit that you're eating?
Get into it.
Gummy bears, goutine, whatever you want to call it, hari boutine.
Not boutine.
Osofritas.
I like osofritas.
Perhaps.
Yeah, it's gummy bears. We get the fries right out of the oven or the fryer, like when they're super hot, not waiting around at all, like super hot. Take a fucking handful of gummy bears, just spread them around in there. Maybe put some fries on top. You have about 5 minutes to melt.
Okay.
And then just, they're so gooey.
So you're melting them just on the heat of these fries that just came out of the oven.
Yeah.
So when you say, hey, they invented this new meal and they prepared these for me, what you really mean to say is they gave me fries and I sprinkled gummy bears onto them.
No, I had the waitstaff do it.
You fucking idiot.
Let me ask you, Jason, does that taste good to you?
What?
Gummy bears on fries?
I've never had it. It looked.
No, no, no.
I saw his picture. It looked.
Does it sound tasty to you?
No,
because
absolutely
I hate
not.
You're going off what Sam
cold.
Said. You're going off what Sam said. You have to go off what he means.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Does it?
Excuse me, dude. Listen, I'm saying I hate cold with warm.
Everything about that. I mean, I literally
okay,
started this off with
I hate,
what
like,
was that
pineapple
disgusting
on pizza.
Thing you
I'll
ate?
Fucking stab somebody.
Yeah, but the pineapple
oh,
warms
pineapple
up.
Pineapple pizza is so good. Yeah, it does warm
up.
It warms up.
Off the show.
All right,
I like it.
The warms
but
up. It's not cold.
Gummy bears.
That's even worse.
Runny,
warm,
melting
cold.
Gummy bears.
Gummy bears gets warmer once it starts melting.
And gummy bears in Spanish is osos. Osos gummies.
Oh, fun facts. Fun
osos
facts.
Is gummies?
Oso gummies.
Oso bears.
Yeah.
Is bears.
Oso gummies fritas.
Oso fries sounds way better than gummy fries.
Oso fritas.
Oso fritas.
It's bear fries.
Yeah, it
bear
looks fries. Disgusting.
It what? Looks disgusting.
I'll give you that. I'll give you that. When I tried it for the first time, my only intent was to rule this out as a snack.
And then
oh,
to say,
I like
this
that.
Will be
seems
bad.
Quite simple.
Let's get it out of here. When I tried it, and then I got in a position where, fuck, these are pretty good.
How many
you're
bites
like
in?
An explorer. Ugh. You have to go places.
How many bites in?
What?
How many bites in? Like, you took that first bite, and you were like, oh, whoa.
How stoned were you when you ate that dumb shit?
Top level.
Top
all the way,
top
max.
Level.
All the way, max.
100%.
On a 1 to 10. 100%.
What?
On a 1 to 10.
9.
10 is like you can't function.
Oh, okay.
I was
watching the feature act. I think I was watching Dean Del Rey at Sacramento Punchline while I was doing it.
Oh,
so,
yeah. You were
you gotta be pretty high.
I was probably 8. Well, I had to go on in like 7 minutes after that.
I was watching
eight.
You watch me. By the way, happy birthday to Dean Del Rey. Isn't today his birthday?
I don't know. I wish we could get some callers. I hope we get some callers for him.
I think so.
It's the day of the party. I don't know.
What day is his
he's turning 50, right?
Today.
Today
thought,
is it
didn't
tonight?
Didn't he just have a 50th birthday party at the Comedy Store?
Ah, it's my third 50th birthday party.
No, he's having that big show where he got everybody he knows on it.
It's my fifth annual 50th birthday.
Tomorrow.
I think it's...
It's okay. Tonight.
Is it tonight?
Oh, it is tonight?
100% tonight.
No, El Rey.
Oh, it's Black Knight. Oh, at the
El Rey. It's Del Rey at the El Rey.
Are they doing a black show again in the main room?
Well, sort
it's
of.
It's Mello. Yeah, Sarah Mello.
And she, you know, only...
Is Sarah Mello Anthony?
She only what? She only hangs out with black guys?
Yeah, so it's going to be mostly black comics. But I don't think it's completely. I think it's just mostly.
Yeah.
Who's Sarah Mello?
That's a hard room She's to do every week. I mean, I would never want to run a show there every weekend.
Yeah, you got to make it like where it's massive, where it became like where it used to be Fat Tuesday, where Shaq was coming and
yeah.
all these like
yeah.
major like
you,
professors.
Well, the key to that room is to do an exact opposite lineup of the OR. Because if you have the same lineup, they're all going to go to the OR. It's like the weirdest fucking
oh, yeah.
thing. So you have to get comics who don't play the
well,
comics.
That's what I used to do. JB Smoove and fucking Red Buttons.
Earthquake.
And fucking Earthquake.
Earth?
Yeah.
Earthquake?
I'm pronouncing it properly
okay,
in the vernacular.
I respect that.
Oh, I love Earthquake.
Yeah.
I respect that. lot of shit to talk about. I mean, did you guys watch the fights at all?
You say a lot of shit to talk about almost the way other people say
And, real quick.
Did you watch the fight at all?
Hey, have you played the Buffalo Helium?
Uh-huh.
Do you like it?
I did like it. Pid came by.
Yeah.
A couple times. Started smoking pot real liberally, like by the door of the green room, which is the green room door is already just a curtain pulled.
Yeah.
And he's just smoking like right, and they're like, no smoking in here. And I was like, really? I thought, and then I realized later, it's like, oh yeah, they just don't want Pid here.
Who's Pid?
Who's Pid? He's your Jimmy fucking Pid, boss.
They should have a place where the doormen get their name on the wall.
Yeah,
just so you'd be like, you know, that's old Jimmy Pid right there.
Smeda, he was a door guy for a while. He was like, you know, he got hazed. You know how door guys knew get hazed, and then he got a little older and got more into it, and then he continued getting hazed.
Oh, he never stood up for himself. Or
he
what?
Did after a while. Like, no, I thought only the new guy has to do the sign. That guy's newer than me.
Like,
how come I have to do the sign again? He's like, oh no, because Tuesdays. Tuesdays is a reversal. And he's like, all right.
Did he go up? Did he like do a guest spot?
No, he admits, and he thought Garland was stealing material from him.
Who was this?
Jimmy Pidd. He goes, it's my closer. It's his closer. I'm like, wait, you're closer for your 3-minute set?
That's hilarious.
What are you talking about? It was such a like not even close thing. Dude, do you think I should say something? And we're all split between we're going like, dude, no, that's never. You're just. It's a bad idea to say anything. And the other half of people going, yeah, man, you should say something
because
you
just want
to tell him to his face in a public setting and see what happens.
Just because you want to see that.
And that person was Ari Shaffir who said that. By the way,
oh, the best is when Josh Blue was there. When Davey Wester was there, and we tried talking shit to each of them about what the other was saying to them.
That's
just trying to get a cerebral palsy fight going.
That'd be great.
That is so
cerebral
funny.
Palsy fight club?
Yeah.
That would have been great, dude.
Did Josh Blue hang out at the store for a while?
No, he was just there one night.
Oh, that's
Ari, funny. Any comments on the Amy Schumer shit?
I haven't had a chance to really watch all that stuff yet.
It's
but
so stupid.
I'm sick of all of it. Not Amy Schumer shit in general.
I will tell you this.
I'm just saying all of it across the board. The goddamn Twitter joke police. Everybody, anytime anybody releases anything, everybody's accusing everybody.
The problem
of
I have
everything.
With a couple things I have the problem with this is, first of all, now everybody's crying wolf all the time. That when it really happens,
yeah, that's
people
a
are
problem.
Gonna be like, nah.
It's
who
like
cares?
Those. It's like those girls who claim rape and they don't understand they're hurting the people who actually get
right.
raped.
And that I have a problem with feminists not calling them out.
Yeah, they should be calling them out super hard. Because the only reason, especially that like best-selling thing, people were like, well, I'm not sure. It's like the only thing you're not sure is because of all those fake rape claims.
Yep.
Somebody asked me, she's like, have you ever heard of a woman, you know, say it was rape and it wasn't? Like, five times at the Comedy Store.
Yeah, the rape chamber.
Yeah, it was like, and then it comes out one by one. You're like, oh, fuck, I accused this guy of rape, and now it so clearly wasn't anything. It was just a date that she didn't like.
Yeah.
You know, or later she wanted to break up and
crazy
say something.
Crazy people ruin
and
everything.
And so I'm like, and that ruins it for the people who actually get hurt.
Yeah,
and so I was like, yes, I have seen it.
Yeah, when I read that best-selling things, I was like, oh, and then I heard people who knew the guy, and then I was like, oh, okay, yeah, this dude's
like,
fucking
oh, this
paranoid.
Is finally one of those real ones.
Yeah, this is.
And even, by the way, yeah, I don't know. He says no, but who knows?
Who says no?
Cale Hartman.
Yeah.
I just like, yeah, let the police take care of it because I don't know.
Are
like,
the I've, police I've, taking mm-hmm. care of it?
I think now they might be going to the cops.
Finally.
But it's one of those things where it's like, oh, yeah, well, how could you do that to a girl? And he's like, I didn't. And you're like, oh, well, then I don't.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I don't know.
The only thing weird about her announcement was right before her special came out.
No, it was afterwards.
It was afterwards.
Yeah. I even laughed. I was like, wow, if she released it the week of the special, that would be hilarious. That's a, like,
but it was also, she didn't say who it was. It was her boyfriend at the time who said who it was.
No, everybody already said who it was.
Was it everyone who said it was?
In the comment section, everyone knew who it was. I mean, it was this guy in the scene. Everyone knew.
A lot of the jokes that people were claiming were stolen were poor jokes. And it's just like, I don't know why you're claiming
my
that.
Thing, here's what I laugh at, the people, the fans, because they will defend, the same way this happened with Mencia, the fans were like, he did it better, and that was like their big thing. With Schumer, it's like, she's amazing, she's awesome, everything she does is amazing, and the same thing happened with Mencia, where people were like, the guys who said he was stealing was like, that joke sucks, he's a sucky comic, and he stole it from Louis C.K., who we love. And we're like, wait, so the amazing bit was stolen and now it's terrible?
Yeah.
I'm not sure I see what you're saying. Is it terrible or is it a great premise?
Yeah, I understand.
So with Schumer, they're like, she's amazing. People are like, oh, those Patrice O'Neill jokes. You know, it was like just similar. And I'm like, everyone's like, no, those are street jokes.
Yeah,
whatever.
Street jokes. That gorilla, the gorilla one, like putting pubes.
Yeah,
that was an episode of like It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. The exact same thing.
Yeah, so to me, it's like, that's just a street joke. I don't think it's stolen, it's just a street joke. But my problem is, hey, fans, So your god is doing street jokes on an HBO special.
Yeah.
That's my only. That's my only thing.
No, I respect that.
That's my only thing.
I think that's a great point.
With jokes, they're really harder to place as stolen than with bits. That Bill Cosby, Mencia bit. That was like a 3-minute long thing.
Yeah.
We're like, okay, it's real hard not to see the similarities here.
Yeah.
With a joke, it's just way harder to see for sure. And I think they could do a video where you could get almost any of us on like, look, that's similar.
Yeah, 100%.
To me, it's just like, I don't know, if it's these things I've seen before, it's like, I don't want to see that on the highest paid HBO special of all
time.
That's
what I'm saying. It's like an HBO special.
Like,
the thing that I think is people need to understand is like, those sketches where she got called out on,
yeah,
she didn't write those. Somebody else wrote those, and whoever wrote those should be fired.
I don't even know.
The MTV, the Mad TV one? Oh, dude, big time.
I didn't see that one. I just saw the
slap thing?
The magician.
The magician one is on that one.
Yeah. No, that's totally... it's just crazy.
It's like...
But okay, the second part of that video you didn't see. Where it's the same thing.
I've been busy. People are asking me on lines, like, how come Mencia is different than Amy Schumer? Like, how come it's not the same thing? And I'll tell you the reasons why.
I have my reasons.
Okay. One, Mencia was doing this and was known for doing it for decades, whereas this is something we're finding about in the last 2 weeks.
Right.
So there's not like a, fuck this girl, for like a long time. But it's like, wait, hold on. I'm just hearing about this now. I don't know if it's true or not. It wasn't like... You know, how Mencia used to sit in the back of the room with a notepad.
That's the whole thing. He would just sit
real?
In the back and jack you.
That's what Elmer said. Lots of people would say that, where it's like he would literally sit in the back of open mics. He would view it as liberating these premises from these comics who couldn't deliver them right.
Jesus.
Which, on one level, it's true. It's like these are open mic comics who don't know how to really get to the heart of the bit, but it's not your responsibility to get to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Steve McGrew said it, interestingly. He goes, what happened to the day we saw him in Denver? He goes, what happened to the day when someone's like, oh, I have a new bit? It's like someone else has like, ah, fuck, he beat me to it. Instead of, well, I thought of it on my own. What happened to that?
I drop bits when I hear somebody else has
it. If it's early enough, if you're about to record and somebody's like, you just, you know, somebody like 5 years ago in New York had this too. And you're like, oh, well.
I mean, Trejo had the same joke.
Yeah. I saw Freddie, somebody go up to him once about the cockroaches and leaving it there.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. And some guy's like, you know, that's my bit. He goes, oh, cool. He goes, so what do you want to do? He goes, I mean, yeah, I enjoy doing it, man. I hope it works for you. It works for me. So. Kudos.
Yeah, I was there for that.
Oh, were you in the parking lot?
I remember that.
Yeah. Was it KD or somebody?
Yeah, KD.
It was KD. Dead KD.
No. Was it Dead KD?
So wait, they both stopped. Wait,
somebody else.
Both stopped doing it or one person?
No, Freddie was like, yeah, man, I wrote the bit. I'm going to keep doing it. If you wrote the bit too, then you keep doing it. I don't give a shit.
Huh.
Like, both of us will keep doing it. I'm not getting into this with you. I wrote it. I thought of it. My dad used to do that shit. So I wrote about it. If your dad used to do it too, fucking you write about it too,
man.
Yeah. The
only weird
the idea that like whoever's first to get it on TV, those days are done because there's 1,000 different TV outlets.
Right.
So like, oh wait, so you did this on even the Mencia thing, where it's like you did this on Latin television.
You did
like,
this on the Fuse Network.
Yeah, it doesn't register enough as you did. And even if it's like you did it on Tonight Show, it's like, yeah, man, I don't know. It's like 30 sets a year on Tonight Show. No one watches all of them. It doesn't, you know.
And it's also like now with like YouTube and social media and all this, it's like. It's so easy to go through and like, oh, compare this to this. Well, that's pretty similar. Where before, where there was no social media,
there's no
it was just word of mouth.
You would have to see
and you would have to go
things.
Physically see them do
somebody
that.
Had to get
sitting
the
in the room.
Somebody had to get the Cosby thing
on tape. And jacking people's jokes.
Yeah.
I think there is still something to that because the reason people get really angry is because surprise is what people laugh at. Oh, whoa, I didn't see that coming, right?
That's one of them, yeah, for
but,
sure.
Yeah, but when you see someone go, oh.
I know where this is going.
It's, yeah. I've
well, those are just like hacky premises in general.
Right,
like,
right.
I get this.
And that's what a lot of stealing is. You're just jacking.
Well, there's hacky where it's just like, you've heard this before. Well, that's what she said on Norton's thing. She's like, Metzger told her, like, yeah, I've kind of heard this before. At that point, it's like, yeah, then you should really stop doing it immediately.
Yeah, on an HBO special.
Right, not like well, I didn't take it. It's like, yeah, but if it's an out there premise, you probably want to drop it. You know, like kind of like airplane food or something like that. Like,
yeah.
I really had this experience. Like, I know, but just so you know, it's so out there, you should just stop.
Well, another thing that's happening is like, and it's something that happened to me, and I think I talked to Sam about it, where I was like, people are accusing you of stealing. Hey, man, that's Brody's.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said that to me. The premise, not the joke or punchline.
Right.
And I go, well, you know, I had a joke that was based on a true story.
Yeah.
I'm not in the Mile High Club, but I jerked off in an airport once.
Yeah.
100% true story.
Yeah.
And someone's like, oh, that's Brody shit. I was like, really? Fuck, man. That's like a real thing to happen to me.
What did Brody say?
So I go to Brody. I go, hey, man, I have this joke. You know, he goes, no. My joke is I'm not in the Mile High Club, but I jerked off in a Ferris wheel once.
Right.
I'm like, well, it's two totally different things. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like the same setup.
See,
like,
they see the structure.
Yeah, or like you're both talking about the same movie, like the movie that made $130 million the first weekend.
Yeah. You're the only guy with a joke about Avatar?
There's a couple.
I would say there's some people who like I'll see Sam do a premise about strip clubs, and I'll be like, oh, I should write a joke about strip clubs. And that's when you're falling into like a problem.
Right.
You're like, no, you can't get your ideas.
If it influences your joke.
From other comics. Yeah.
Now, yeah. Yeah. And there's that thing.
If I do a joke, let's say you and I gig all the time, and I do a premise.
Yeah.
But you always go up in front of me. It's pretty not. It's not that cool to write a similar premise.
Like write something about something else.
And then goes up before me.
Yeah.
Like for the longest, I know you guys think I'm great, but the longest time I was just following my act at the Comedy Store, and even Tommy was like, "Yeah, I see it." And it's just like, okay, what can you fucking do?
Yeah.
It's just you do what you got. That's why you always got to be fucking writing.
Here's the other reason why Schumer has not taken the sort of vitriol from other comedians that Mencia
She's
did.
She's nice.
She's nice.
That's the biggest thing.
She's a nice person. She looks
Carlos
out for other comedians. And she's good for comedy, you know?
For a lot of reasons, yeah.
She's good comics. For stand-up. When Mencia comes into a club, you are like, fuck, this is going to be a bad thing for comedy. He might either steal something or bump somebody. When Schumer comes into a club, she might give you a fucking job, let you shine. She's a good thing for comedy.
I learned from my dad a long time
ago. So I don't want to see her getting taken down in any way. It's just like she's good for the fucking art form.
It's what I learned from my father a long time ago.
She gets tons of people jobs. What?
Which is, if you're going to break the
rules. If they want to buy one rim, make it buy four.
No, that's Italian.
Shave the middle of the fucking eyebrow.
If you're going to break the rules, you got to be a nice guy. Yeah. You can't be an asshole and break the rules.
Well, this is what Taylor said. I like that. This is what Taylor said about Mencia. He goes, you know, he had this show. If he just passed around jobs, like, there's a pizza delivery guy in the sketch, just give it to some store guy. Just tell your casting director, find some store guy
right.
to do this one line. Yeah. Just, it's easy to pass. And if that happened, once all this came out, people were like, I don't know if I want to say anything.
There's instances, I'm not going to say name, where that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, so that's the thing. Schumer's given tons of people jobs where they really can shine comedically. So then it's like, no one's really want to, like, fuck you, beat it, you're bad.
And that's
for the
a credit that they can then use to go on to another job, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And the way Rogan said it's right, like, she's funny in interviews. She's, like, funny in that stuff. So then it's like, people are like, she is funny.
Yeah, it's,
just like,
it's not like she's offstage dry and
some
all
of the
that
stand-up
shit.
Is not as good as it can be. That's
Have you seen that new commercial with her and I don't know?
Sam, with Rogan, Seth Rogan?
Yeah.
It's a commercial.
And
the
they're running it on all that, on the football stuff. And it's you're familiar with a God shot.
Yeah.
Like, so it's from down and it looks big, so you look huge. The whole commercial is pretty much that.
Yeah.
That's the last thing a director of photography should want to put her on.
I don't give a shit. I'd knock the bottom out of it. I like her thick.
I'd like some thick girls.
Me too.
Dude, when I saw her before she blew up, literally and figuratively, she was stunning.
She would go up and down sometimes, and it was, I don't know about stunning.
Oh, dude, I saw her.
Wait, who else do you think is stunning? Movie stars was.
She had rich person shine. That's what I meant. Like, she was shiny.
There was something about her.
Yeah.
Okay.
She walked with a presence.
Can you take back stunning?
I'll take back stunning.
Okay, yeah, thank you. But I'll give you presents.
I would have ate her ass in front of everybody right there in the middle.
Once again, you saying that doesn't hold a lot of water.
Because I wouldn't eat somebody's ass in front of the whole industry.
Wait, out of shower ass or just like
just
any time?
Right there just, at the place.
If she like came a lot in, of like, work. Hey, I've been running around all the doing errands.
I
just came in and
back in the day,
eaten.
Schumer, I would ate her ass with not even thinking.
Jeselnik Schumer?
Before Jeselnik. I don't want to.
Pre-Jeselnik
Schumer.
Well, that's with, like, 23-year-old Schumer.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Last Comic Standing.
It was just after Last Comic Standing, Schumer.
How old is she right now?
Surprisingly enough, 64.
I'll find that out right now.
Yeah.
That's
last comic
what
standing
that
was like,
guy
was
does.
Like, was like, that was the reap year. That was, like, 7-8 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah. It's been a while.
I'm so old.
34.
She's 34 now, so she was, like, 24 then. No, 27 then.
Yeah, right around that.
Yeah.
I love it.
You'd breathe it in.
Oh, yeah. It'd just go
Do you enjoy breathing in on ass?
Yes. Ooh, I love the smell of it.
Or wear,
I
like,
everything.
A gas mask.
I'm like a breathe-through-my-mouth guy when I'm eating ass.
Really?
I want to be, like, I want it to be to where it's, like, you know those horse costumes where there's, like, two? And I want to be the guy in the back, but there's no horse costume.
Right.
I'm just following her around in the kitchen.
In there. Yeah. just in there. Attach yourself, like somehow, like with
almost like where
strap.
Everywhere we walk,
human centipede. Yeah. That's what I'm all into.
Everywhere we
so
walk, the music
on.
Is goes like this. Dum 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 dum. Like that's the music. Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, my official take on that is I don't think she's fucking looking to steal jokes.
I don't either. Dude.
I think
I have zero take on it. At worst, could give a fuck.
At very worst, it's not. It's just not going out of your way to go, hey, have you ever heard this before? The way Attell does, but he's on the other extreme. Like he'll ask everybody, "Have you heard this?" He asked me once. He was like, "I feel like a door guy at the comedy store said this joke. Have you heard it?" I'm like, "No." He goes, "Can you get me in touch with some of the door guys so I can ask them?"
I love that guy.
And I was like, "Yeah, I will."
Attell to me is literally one of the only guys where it's like. You could go, that's Attell's bit. You know, it's like he's such an original take on something. Like, he's such a mastermind that he does have almost the only guy that would have that take on there. That if you do have that take, maybe it's possible that you saw him do it.
Oh, right. The sketch stuff I don't really care about. It's
well,
the
sketch stuff
the
is like they just
about.
Set him up. Well, because it's like, it's kind of like.
The
like,
sketch is about a thing.
Yeah.
What's the Mad TV one?
Well, the Mad TV one is like. You're at a retail store. Somebody helps you.
Yeah. Who gets the credit for the?
Yes.
I had this yesterday. I was like the guy in the back.
Yeah. He and the but she wants to describe him, but he's black. She doesn't want to say the black guy. But she literally goes beat for beat what they did in this Mad TV one. It's beat for beat.
Oh, weird.
But it's also like Louis has a bit like that he's doing now, where he's like he was like sometimes racism is. You know, important.
Awesome.
Yeah, and he talks about the same thing, going and buying something. He's like, oh, who helped you? And he's like, oh, it's the gay black guy. And then,
oh, see, so that's so, you know, and Louis does that once in a while.
Louis doesn't care. Louis had a joke about airplanes where I was like, wait, we can't do jokes
about
airplanes.
On his first HBO special.
I'm on it a lot. I'm going to do a joke about airplanes. I don't give a shit.
I don't either, dude.
And he goes, I'm not holding to that thing. That's airplane food became a fucking thing. Now it's like, now I haven't heard anyone do a joke about getting a bag off fast enough. And he did one. So it's like, all right.
He's cranking.
He doesn't give a shit. He goes, I'll just do my material.
Yeah, and he's not going to get called out on it.
No. The funny thing to me is watching the reactions to all these things, to the best-selling thing, to this. Yeah. It's not like, okay, yeah, obviously, if you got attacked, that's horrible, and you should never go through that. But, like, the reactions to her was like, it's so sickly obvious. You're so talented and lovely, and nothing she likes. Everyone's like, you're so talented. I'm like, this has nothing to do with a rape.
It's all women accusing her of that.
Did you hear Marc Maron?
No.
Marc Maron was like, this is just misogyny. And I'm like, Marc, how's that misogyny? It's three women accusing her. And the people tend to be called joke thieves tend to be men. And the people defending her, even
I don't know
how
it's misogyny.
I love
when people throw in misogyny or race in an issue where you're like, I know they have a race or are women, but that doesn't necessarily mean
everything
that happens
is misogyny. I love Marc a lot. I think he's very funny, but I've done a lot of laps around the sun, and I'm always wary of men who complain about misogyny. And even because I believe in equal rights, but there's always an angle.
I do not.
There's always an angle, and it's always like... You're either, like, trying to get laid or you're trying to kiss somebody's ass. That's just my opinion. Okay, here we go. A great thing going on.
Real quick, I want to just, because, you know, we're all kind of talking over each other a little bit. I want to stress this. I do not believe in equal rights.
Red State Team has spoken on the issue. Please go direct all hate mail to the team. Is he on the line? Join us on the line to discuss the past week's events. I thought it was kind of changed the UFC a little bit over the last couple things. Join us. He's got a very funny YouTube channel. Please welcome to the show, Tommy Toehold, everybody, from the Tommy Toehold Show. Are you there?
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Thanks, dude.
Welcome back, buddy.
Welcome back.
How is everything?
It's fucking awesome. Things are going great. As all this crazy news all the time. I'm... blowing up on YouTube right now, so things are good.
Oh, that's great. What's the biggest thing people are talking about right now? Because there's a lot to talk about.
Fuck.
If you say Amy Schumer, I blow my brains out.
Don't say Amy Schumer, dude. We need him on the show.
I mean, I'd say Conor McGregor, without a doubt. I mean, anything that dude does ends up being front page news on every MMA site, and people are eating that shit up. I mean, I could make...
I heard he took a dump that looked like the country of Brazil, and everyone was really into it.
Let me ask you something. He's fighting RDA for the 155 title. Did his trash talk go too far? Did you see the press conference?
No, what did he do?
He's just shitting on his kids.
Whatever it is, I'm going to say no.
On his kids?
Yeah, he's like, you got fucking American names for your kids. You don't even have a house in Brazil. You don't even like your home country. And you could just see.
Wow. No, that definitely didn't go too far. That's perfect.
Oh, you
don't
like
even
that?
Like your home country? Because he's always like, I'm Brazilian. It's like, you don't even fucking live there, you faker.
You got to get a hotel.
Yeah, and he's getting his fans against him. He's not saying, fuck you, I don't care what your fans do to me. He goes, your fans shouldn't be fans of yours because you're a fraud.
Oh,
you don't stand up for what they believe in.
What's your take, Tom?
You're a guy who's left Brazil. You're not a Brazilian. You're a guy who hates Brazil. You're worse than a guy who's never been there.
He did Eminem at the 8 to 8 Mile. He was like, everybody put your hands up if you live in this area code.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say minus the kid stuff, I didn't think he went too far with anything. I mean, and it's typical shit talk. I think he's done similar to past opponents, and yeah, he got him pretty good with that whole, well, you need a hotel for you in Brazil and you live in California shit. So, yeah, no, I thought it was great. He was in rare form. He had a El Chapo shirt on that was $1,500, and he was cranking Monster Energy drinks. He was on fire.
Dude, he's white ghetto. I don't give a fuck.
What do you mean he's wearing El Chapo shirt with $1,600?
He's white ghetto, dude. He didn't have a bank account up until, like, recently, and he was on public assistance in
Connor?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's from, like, the fucking, like, the not the slums, but, like, he's fucking the hard parts of where he's from.
Yeah. He's fucking shady, dog. Now, with the dropping out of Verdum and Kane, what happens to UFC 200? Because the numbers have changed. They made this into a fight night.
Yeah, it's a free one now.
Yeah, it's a solid free card. You know, it's a solid FS1 card, so I think that's really, you know, what you're going to do with it. I mean,
are they calling it 200?
No,
they're
calling
it fight. Really
this next one's supposed to be UFC 196, right?
Yeah, yes. Formerly 197.
So now it's...
Yeah, now it's just a fight night.
And something else is getting 197?
So what are they going to add a new pay-per-view out of nowhere? Like the
no,
numbers...
196 is now what 197 was, and they'll just kind of...
They'll change the billboards and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there's not going to be a 196 then, ever.
No, there will.
No, there is a 196, yeah.
196 is what's next.
Right. But I'm saying they have it all scheduled out.
Yeah, but they're just going to change those names.
Yeah, they're just going to change.
Instead of saying UFC 200 in April, they're going to say UFC 199 in April.
Okay, so they're going to move 200 down.
Shit, everything
because
shit.
It's supposed to be a big one.
Yeah,
because
also 200 is not going to be Madison Square Garden.
197 becomes 196.
Right.
Like it's not going to be Madison Square Garden, so they're going to be like, well, fuck it. If it's not going to be Madison Square Garden, who cares? We'll just move the numbers.
Okay. All right. This card coming up is a little crazy. It's not a bad card. I know it's not a pay-per-view card, but it's not a bad card.
No, it's not at all. I mean, especially for FS1 card, you know, the main event's going to be pretty solid with Johnny Hendrickson, Stephen Thompson, and you got Roy Nelson on there. It's always entertaining. OSP and Rafael Cavalcante. It's definitely a solid free TV card.
Now, does Wonderboy have any chance? What is going on with Big Rig? What is this slide that's going on? It's just like it's so crazy how where he was and where he is.
Yeah, he had trouble with his weight cuts, and I don't know what the fuck was going on, but he looked jacked. He just recently took a picture there at Fight Week, and he looks in the best shape I've ever seen him in, so I have a feeling Stephen Thompson's going to be in some trouble there. He's probably.
I think he has a lot to prove, and especially with that, I think he has a lot to prove.
It's like crazy, dude. It's like that guy was the peak of the 170.
Who?
Big Rig?
Who's that?
Fucking, what, you know.
Hold on. Who's Big Rig, Sam?
What is Big Rig's name?
Johnny Hendricks,
you asshole.
You're waiting for someone else to answer so
you
can say you
knew. There's five guys on the show!
Well, we're all about to answer, and he goes, no, I want Sam to say it.
Once I realized that Sam did not, I got the look
in
the
eyes. You didn't know either!
No, I'm admitting I don't know.
I was like, you didn't know that was his
nickname? I had a drug problem!
I didn't know that was his nickname, no. I didn't know who
we
were talking about.
I had a disease! I like drugs.
I do that too sometimes. Just say their nickname or their last name.
Yeah. You knew what I was talking about.
I just say what's his face when I can't remember the name. Yeah. You know, he's fighting what's his face this weekend.
So let's get into this the heavyweight picture. It is chaos, right?
Oh, yeah.
The big win by Big Ben doing the go-go. What was it called? The go-go?
Yeah, it's a go-go choke.
The Go-Go Choke, Big Ben Roethlisberger. Who do you like to? Who would you like to see Verdum fight next? I mean, there's Overeem, you know, Big Ben, Kane, Stipic, and then what's his?
Milos Stipic.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, to me, it's either Stipe Miocic or Ben Rothwell. Stipe was supposed to fight him when they canceled the Kane fight, but Kane backed out. But then Fabricio backed out after that because of his new opponent, and he was hurt too. So to me, it makes the most sense to give it to Stipe. But if they're not going to, if Fabricio's going to be on the sidelines for a while, I think you do Stipe versus Ben Rothwell. Winner of that will fight Fabricio whenever he comes back.
To me, that
seems to be the only picture that makes sense.
I have something I'd like to propose.
Yes, I'd
okay,
love
for
it.
The guys like Shipchek and Stipek and Johanna Janczajczyk.
Yeah,
all those people. I propose
that
the UFC takes a page out of AT&T and Time Warner's book and just give those people American names the way they do for customer service people.
Oh, you mean like
give it the old Ellis Island. You give it the old Ellis Island.
Hey, no. He's talking about the people in India. Like, my name is Tommy.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm just down the street from you.
Like, where am I calling exactly? It's somewhere in America.
Oh, I'm at the McDonald's down on the corner just hanging out.
Yes, call them that shit. Johanna Smith.
Johanna Smith.
Your name is now Dave Carlson.
Yeah, Dave Carlson. No Milo Čičak.
I'm convinced that's a big reason why hockey will never get as popular.
Because people are like, I don't even know how to say that.
Say
what are those two letters together?
Why does that last guy's name have four Y's and two K's?
Well, yeah, what's KZK? How do you say KZK?
Why does that guy got two jerseys?
Eight consonants in a row?
It's almost like that Wysick Road on the way to Vegas.
What? Oh, yeah.
Zizek? You're like, that's every hockey player now.
Yeah. You really should have a to be continued on some of those hockey players' jerseys.
They actually have another.
Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah. They have another guy wearing the other half of the jersey.
If I was her, I'd just call myself Joanna Violence. I think that's a great name.
That's her nickname? Joanna Violence?
Yeah, it's either Joanna Champion or Joanna Violence.
Nice.
So, Ari and I, Tommy, have a really big bet. The All bet right. is when Ronda fights home. He has Ronda winning. I have home. Loser has to reenact gay porn.
I forgot about that.
What is your take on that?
I don't think that fight's ever going to happen, to be honest.
You think she's done?
I think it's looking more and more likely she's turning into a female comic and she's getting development deals and she's done with stand up.
Yep. I could see that.
We've seen it before in this industry. I don't see why it's that different in that
now,
industry.
Tommy,
just a girl in her 20s getting too much stuff. And
sure, he said she's not
base.
Ready to fight whenever they wanted to
I
fight.
I know
July
you're more MMA than us in terms of in the community, and it's blasphemy to talk rude about the queen. So if you don't want to discuss it.
If this is like your Schumer thing.
No,
where you
no,
don't
no.
Feel comfortable
I mean,
talking.
Look, I do think she'll end up coming back at least for one more. I think win-lose, whatever happens, she's going to retire after that. In terms of one fight
and then retire, you think?
Yeah, I do. I think one more and then she'll.
So now, if Misha Tate beats home, who do you think she would get when she comes back? Ronda.
She'd get Ronda.
No. If when Ronda comes back, who would Ronda get?
If Misha Tate beats home, which isn't going to happen, but if it does happen, there's no way they don't give Misha Tate to Ronda to light her up so they can get the queen back her belt.
And they'll just have this thing of like, the one person she lost to, they're not going to have this rematch ever.
They'll try to hold off. Yeah. Go on.
No, I think they would. I think they would have that rematch no matter what. Even if, if for some reason Misha wins, they would probably, Ronda would maybe do two fights, I think. I think Ronda
won until
she fights Holly Holm one more time.
Yeah, I would say she's only won six times in the UFC. It wasn't like she was a dominant champion that deserves a rematch. If it was like a men's division that was actually around for a while, so it wasn't like she's the only champion ever, you have like, all right, she won six times. That's not that important. So now you go back a few spots. So if Misha Tate won, if this was the men's division, they would have the home rematch first, and then if Ronda Rousey won that, she would be then granted a title fight.
No, I agree with that.
If Misha wins, the title picture kind of in terms of the money that would be drawn from Rousey home too, it would definitely diminish a lot.
It would, but then you get two major fights. You get two major fights with Rousey.
I don't think it would diminish
at
all.
You get massive rematch. Everybody wants to run the rematch. No, girls don't even fucking know who's champion. And then you're like, now can she get her belt back? And so you have two massive fights.
It's like Brock Lesnar. Like the UFC is notorious for handling their stars horribly. And I'm just gonna say this is
in what way? I'm not arguing with you, but I want to hear why you say that.
They are the worst. Like, they're the worst at setting their stars up for a long run. Like, this Sage Northcutt thing,
to
throw him
in
into 170 was the dumbest thing they could fucking
That's
do.
That's got to be him doing that, right?
No,
they
did.
Forced him to change weight?
Yeah, they had him fight up a weight so he could fight. And they're, like, having him fight every month because he's 19. The way they handle Brock Lesnar, Brock Lesnar comes back from getting half his asshole carved out.
Wow.
And they have him fight fucking Cain Velasquez right out the gates. Like, the guy was out for a year. The way they handled Cyborg. It's like, you should have had a 145. You have a legit star.
Yeah, why not get Cyborg?
Didn't he fight
there?
Overeem right out the gate when he came back from being hurt? Wasn't it?
No.
He fought Kane first?
He fought.
I'll Google it.
Yeah, he fought Kane first.
I thought it was Overeem that kneed him right in the
face.
Yeah, it
was Overeem when he came back, and then Overeem fucking destroyed him.
Retired him. So he fought Overeem, juiced, roided out, super juiced monkey fucking.
Tapped on a knee to the body.
Yeah.
Pretty much tapped on a knee to the body.
Just come back. It's a horrible way. It's just like they have. It's like.
Well, yeah.
They protect Ronda from never fighting Cyborg, yet they throw these guys in and they just completely destroy the
brand.
It's
that Kimbo thing where it's like, well, we want them to stay champion, but we don't really believe in them enough to, like. You know.
It's like they sell tickets, but they're really not good at what they do.
But see, you know what, man?
Yeah, they didn't protect fucking Houston Alexander.
Yeah.
Remember him? They were like, fucking.
Yeah, because that
out.
Was a different. But he was destroying people.
Yeah, he came out of nowhere, too, where they were like,
And he was never the draw that a lot of these guys
he
are.
Wasn't a draw.
Like, Brock Lesnar, if, hey, dude, I just carved out my asshole. Can I get a couple,
tomato cans?
Yeah, let me get back into the groove here.
Yeah.
But they didn't do that.
Tommy, let me ask you something about that fight last weekend. On that Sage Northcutt tap. Now, it looked like he was going from, arm triangle choke, but he tapped on it while he was still in half guard. Like, he really hadn't cinched that in 100% by going into side control and kind of moving, I guess he would have been going clockwise that time because he had it.
You can get an arm triangle from half guard.
That's the fifth time.
But, dude, did you see the tap?
No.
It was a quick tap.
It was a super quick tap.
You knew it was in?
I mean, everybody, I think, I don't know. That's why I want Tommy's opinion.
Well, it's interesting because, when you look at it on TV and everybody was talking about it being an arm triangle choke, and you're right, from half guard, I mean, that's not normally a position you would get that choke in. I just watched a Gracie breakdown video right before I came on. They did a video on it, Ender Gracie and the other Gracie's name I can't remember at the moment. But anyway, they said that it was actually a modified Von Flue choke and that it was actually a pretty good in a good spot. So I don't know. I'm not a jiu-jitsu guy, so I defer to the experts. A lot of people felt like it was an early tap.
What are you, Wing Chun guy?
Wing Chun.
You were watching it as a fan, you know, sans the Tommy Toehold YouTube page and all that, just as sitting there in your living room watching that, did you go, because I'm like, did he really just tap on that? Like, what did I just miss? Did you have that feeling or did you not think it?
Oh, yeah, no, it was definitely quick or it seemed quick at least. And the thing was, you know, with the angle that they had it at, and they talked about this in that Gracie breakdown too, the angle that it was being shown at, it really looked like nothing was going on. So you're just like, oh, okay, he's trying to get position, and then 2 seconds later, they cut to a different angle, and he taps. And you're just like, what the fuck happened? Yeah.
You know, and it's there's also some to the fact that he supposedly went to the doctor for strep and a cold, which I got.
Oh, he got it from the other side.
Yeah, watch.
Oh, it was half guard
watch.
Yeah.
I mean.
Oh, no, that way he didn't get caught from a half guard. From an arm triangle. The arm wasn't even up far enough.
It was.
Yeah, they said modified blunt.
In an arm triangle, this arm, the arm that's up, that helps push against your
We're right.
Tommy, I don't know if you know this, but Ari took 2 weeks of jiu-jitsu, so he's our house expert.
I've been put out to sleep from fucking arm triangles.
Yeah, I mean, I just think it was a weird way to run it.
I don't really know that one.
And
you know, there's no way that guy is fucking tapping over nothing. He was like, oh, I'm about to go out.
Yeah. I think
When it's cinched in, it's cinched in. Whatever it was.
Yeah, I mean, eventually.
Yeah, I think a lot of the anger and the
vitriol.
Twitter just fucking exploded when
really
he lost.
Did.
I mean, it was nuts. I think it more had to do with him being so young and getting so much money.
What was he getting a fight that everybody's flipping out about? Sorry, dude. Say it again. I cut you off. My apologies.
Oh, no. Well, I was going to say, I think a lot of it had to do with his position in the UFC.
What was he getting per fight that everyone was saying?
Stop, dude. You asshole. Let him finish.
No, he was getting
paid a lot of
money.
Why is it that you think a lot of people
were?
Okay. What was he making a fight?
I think it was 40 to show, 40 to win, which was a lot, especially for somebody that's just starting out, and then maybe even gone up beyond that. But there were a lot of fighters who, been in the UFC for a long time that were kind of pissed off about that. And then when he lost, all those fighters were fucking going nuts on Twitter about this thing. So I think a lot of it had to do with that, more so than just the tap.
Yeah, it's weird. Now, our resident MMA expert, James from San Francisco, hit me up and was like...
Just texted us 45 questions for you, so if you're not doing anything for the next 3 hours...
He said he wrote something, Reebok fallout. Is there a fallout with Reebok going on right now?
Yeah, I mean, Ben Henderson is fucking left for the money.
Ben Henderson.
Ben Henderson.
I think this has happened more. I can get paid more overall by not being in the UFC, I guess.
I think Bellator's smart move, man.
If they're smart, they're like, hey, man, do whatever you want.
Bring back that Condom Depot.
Yeah, you want to, Pornhub on your butthole? There you go, Pornhub.
Remember Condom Depot was on everybody's back of their ass? And you're like, wow, this sport is really new because they're advertising condoms back of guys' asses.
I miss Condom Depot, and I miss all the porn stars that they always showed you at the front. You remember that? It was that one Britney something. She'd always be dancing. You're like, oh, so filthy.
I don't even remember that.
Tommy, do you remember when they showed porn stars at the fights?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right?
Some of them were dating the fighters.
Yeah,
that's right.
Well, you remember the one they had, the blonde ring girl? There were the two originals.
Yeah.
Ariane and the blonde. And the word was the blonde was literally fucking everybody and causing chaos.
Chaos because guys were fighting over her?
Yeah. They were all just going nuts. And she would just bone everybody. And can you blame her? That's like us hanging out in the shower room of the Victoria's Secret fucking...
The fucking women's Wimbledon?
Yeah. It's just like gorgeous, good-looking, shredded people everywhere.
It's like, she's sucking your dick? I just sucked his dick yesterday. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, guess what? That one over there is next.
Everybody.
The problem is if it's like the store and it's like, ugh, some girl's fucking everybody, we're all kind of embarrassed about fucking her, except for Katie. That was the only one where we're like, she's really good looking.
She's hot.
But the rest are like, ugh, why did I do that?
Yeah.
But with those girls, like, that's a ring card girl.
Yeah,
I don't care if fucking what's his name's been there. I'm up next.
Yeah. Live in that place.
I should shower first. I'm like, not necessary. Let's just make sure this happens.
My dick can't smell.
Yeah. Mine actually can, which is weird.
Tommy, thanks for coming on as always. We appreciate the 3 words you got in with the 4 of us yelling and screaming.
Tommy, who do you think, when John Jones comes back, who do you think are going to be his first 3 opponents?
He will.
Okay.
So there weird. We go. The so best was when we kept hanging up on Ren Azizi, and he kept calling back. Guys, I got full bars here. I don't know why that keeps. Oh, well, we just wanted to know what you thought about the Super Bowl. Well, here's what I think, Click. He goes back. I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah, weird. Maybe our T1's line is down.
Oh, I wanted to go back to what about the everyone at the store banging a chick, and then everyone finds out.
Who's the new chick everybody's banging?
I'll tell you in a second, but there was a moment at one of the roast battles. I'm not going to say who it was, but Moses made a joke about this chick going up to battle, banging
with Sophie. She didn't bang anybody. Everybody just likes her.
Yeah.
Everybody likes her.
Yeah.
But she's cute.
Yeah. Which one's Lindsay? Was her name.
Waitress.
So I'll show you a picture. But someone made a joke. Moses made a joke about everyone fucking her, and one of the guys.
Who's Lindsay?
I'll show you. Okay. She's a comic.
Lindsay is fucking everybody.
No, she's not fucking everybody. God,
who's Lindsay?
I'll show
she's
you in
the
a second.
Girl you love with the shaved head and the tats.
Oh, man,
yeah.
I love
so
her.
So anyway, someone made a joke about the guy going up, banging her, and one of the guys got super upset. But what he didn't know was that joke literally referenced about 4 people in the fucking room.
Really?
Yeah.
She's fucked 4 guys?
Not 4 dudes, but it was like he was like upset, and then he was like, oh, I'm not the... Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah, no, there's going to be this moment where everyone's like, Danto fell in love with, what's her name, with Katie. And I was like, I'm just hanging out with her. I'm like, dude, don't fall in love with her. I'm not going to. And then he did. He was like, fuck.
They kind of dated for a while. I fell in love with the girl. I think they lived together.
That was a weird thing. But it's like one of those where you're like, I'm Oh, fuck. Everybody. Oh, damn it.
And he's like, I'm not special.
Oh, there's by the also way, that Tommy moment. Toll just called and apologized for the call being dropped.
There's always that moment of when, like what like you're saying, Ari, where it's like, you know, you're talking to your buddy, you're at the Comedy Store, and especially with me, because I'm like dumb a lot of times when it comes to that shit.
Yeah.
So I'll be sure, like, dude, guess who I banged last night? Like, just fucking like, and then you just get a look on your face. I'm like, oh, no, you didn't. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, well, a few times
here,
in the butt.
Here we are. No, I didn't fuck her, man. I just beat off all over her face.
That's why I like having a girl, because I get to just watch all that shit happen.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. Yeah. Let's talk about some football. Is he here?
Yeah, Steve's supposed to be coming.
You want me to go get him?
No, the door's unlocked, right? Can you unlock it?
Is he here already?
No.
Did he just text?
Well, he's supposed to be here at 1.
Ari, can you send him a fucking messenger pigeon from your fucking Nintendo?
I wish I could, man. I wish I could.
Ari's got the old... This phone's got a crank really on the side of it. It's got hieroglyphics. It doesn't even have, like, letters or numbers. What's happened to this show where everybody's on their phone?
I'm trying to tweet about my show tonight. I forgot.
You're tweeting about your show tonight.
Belly room.
Get off the phone.
This is fair.
All right.
There you are.
What are you tweeting?
Oh, you can tweet
How can you
on that.
Tweet from that.
Is this when everyone realized everyone's tweet texting her right now? Like, hey, we can't hang out.
Hold on. What show are you doing tonight?
Belly room. This is not happening in the belly room.
Sweet. Who's on that?
When are you going to start auditioning again?
There's no auditions. There's just shows. But it's like, I don't know. We're getting into it right now about when they want me to do the show again.
I want to audition. I got a great
season
story.
Season 3?
Okay, yeah.
I got a great story.
I've got a couple great stories. Give me a topic. I got a story on it.
I got away from police helicopters.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, I don't have a great story.
But nice. He's Mexican. You probably put him on the show.
So we need a spot. It's too bad Armenia does not count as a minority. Or you would do a lot better.
We got
a
phone call. What do you think? And you and I talked about it a little bit texting last night about all of these rumors, which are very real from very valid sources, that both Kevin Durant and Westbrook are coming to the Lakers next year together.
No, I didn't
see that.
Rumor is coming from everywhere.
Oklahoma City, they're going to leave there, and both of them?
Yep. No, you know where they're saying Durant now just came out? That's a very serious threat.
What?
Golden State.
Oh, gross. You know what? I think that could be one of those bad mixes. That could be like the gummy bear into the fries.
I don't think so.
I think you put Clay on one side, Durant on one side, too many balls to go around.
It's like, boom, boom, boom.
But right now, they have such a perfect mix. Like, why add anything that could
fuck
that up?
Why have a guy who goes, I'm going to need more shots than I'm getting?
Exactly.
I agree with that.
You can't have two alphas.
I'd rather have him go to Golden State than the Lakers.
And you notice that Klay Thompson
is so much better than Juwan Howard doing the same thing.
Yeah. Well, he's just like...
Where would you rather have him go, Lakers or Golden State?
Andrew Iguodala is great.
Yeah, Iguodala is great.
Lakers or Golden State? You get a pick.
I would rather him go Lakers.
What?
Not me, man.
I'll tell you
Fuck
why.
That.
Because no one will ever win again.
I'll tell you why.
I don't care.
I think if he goes to Golden State, he cue balls that chemistry a little bit, in theory. But if he comes to the Lakers,
he could base
sports talk radio is dead to me. All the fucking Laker fans get a chance to start yapping again.
Dude.
And they buy another fucking championship.
You guys, we're not really understanding here. This is our dynasty. For Lakers haters, this is our time. This is our New England. This is our Pittsburgh in the 70s.
Yes.
This is our Dallas in the 90s. This is our time, you guys.
Yes.
Dude. They're not just bad. They're horrible.
And
let's not worry about, like, if it was a Patriots run, you're like, but next year they might not be good. Like, what are you, an idiot? They're on a Super Bowl run. They are on a run for the worst team in basketball.
You could
have worried about where they might be good next year.
3 years in a row.
You
3 years in a row not making the playoffs.
Could not have gotten a worse coach. A worse coach to deal with young guys. Byron Scott has zero. It's like
None
having Brian Holtzman coach stand-up class.
They have zero patience.
I would take that class.
Russell's doing nothing. They're all.
I would take that class.
You fucking assholes! You don't know what you're doing. That's not a joke. That's how he handles these
Jeff
kids.
Richards Holtzman impression is money.
Really?
Oh.
It is.
Oh.
How about Eleanor Kerrigan's? Eleanor Kerrigan's boyfriend. Do you ever see him do? Oh, it's so good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Richards has an impression of him.
Oh, really?
Fuck! Richards does impressions. His impression of Holtzman is... And his impression of Richie.
Did Dude, his impression of Danny is the best.
I mean, Danny. Danny's what I meant. Danny.
Hey, you're online with Punch Drunk Sports. Can we hear from you?
Hey, bro. It's John Smith, bro.
Who's John Smith, bro? My good buddy. How are you?
Bro, John Smith, bro. What's up, bro?
Bro, I'm just broing out, watching the live cast, man.
Dude, bro, what do you think of the show, bro?
I love the UFC talk, bro, but you guys aren't talking enough about the real shit that's going on.
Which is?
Fucking all these rumors about GSP coming back.
Yep, we were going to get to that. I have a special feeling he might be calling in.
We were.
I think he would come. And, you know, I want to hear what
he should have called in when Tommy was here.
I can see him come. I mean, I can't imagine a world or a scenario where he doesn't come back for at least a few fights, including probably a title fight, before he's too old to do it.
I could see him fight Anderson Silva now. Why not?
Spider? I think he runs like through Connor. The spider.
Hey, bro, Tata Chip. Hey, why? Who would you like to see him fight?
I want to see him fight Anderson.
I mean, for starters.
Me too.
But, I mean, that's not the super fight that it was 5 years ago.
No,
absolutely
isn't.
Not.
It is.
Now, John Smith, bro, when can you come back to the store? I definitely owe you an apology. I mean, I got you in the store. We met. We hung out. We had fun. But you and Ari both left before I got back from the ice house. So we still have to fly swatter you.
Yeah, bro. What happened with that, bro?
I had to do the ice house. So he was there with Ari.
Bro,
I
Tata
left.
Chip, what happened?
I pretty much just told you.
I was there with my ladies, and then Teeb was there, and then we were hanging out and drinking, and then Teeb left, and then I watched the show, and then I went outside, and Ari was there, and yep. Ari and I were waiting for Teeb, and then Ari said Teeb wasn't coming. So we
this guy.
Bro, Tata Chip, that's not cool.
I literally texted him, I'm on my way, I'll be there in 15, 20 minutes.
And where did he go?
Wait, what?
What happened? They
didn't. Both left. When I got there, John Smith, bro, and his lady, who's a very lovely girlfriend, had left. He shows up to take six fly swatters like a man. And I get there, and then Ari's pulling out. He's like, he left. You missed
Ari,
him.
Why did you ruin the fly swatter?
We didn't have a fly swatter.
John Smith, bro, says that.
This is Broto.
You told him that I wasn't coming back.
Yeah, because he said you were coming back in 15 minutes, and eventually it was like an hour later. I'm like, well, I want to leave, so I'll just be like, yeah, Tebow's not coming back. Right. Also, you didn't come back with a fly swatter, so it's not like I missed anything.
But, dude, I had a 2x4 hidden behind the fucking...
Oh, you're going to go Hacksaw Jim Duggan?
Dude,
that's not your first choice, but it's all that's available.
Okay, assholes, true or false, you can swat a fly with a 2x4.
True.
True.
Fly swatter.
True.
Fly swatter.
So I was like, we'll do it another time. I honestly didn't even know we were doing it.
How long
so
are you in town?
I just happened to be there for a second. And I was like, I stayed for an extra 30 minutes. He goes, hey, we should do this thing.
Both of you guys were gone that week. You were on the road for a while. You were gone that week because that was your last day of editing.
Yeah.
And he called in, and I'm like, dude, come to the store this week, and we'll do it. And he goes, well, Ari's at the store
look
on Friday.
Who's here.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Straight from his audition clothes.
Straight from some sort of, I don't even know.
Rotator chip, real quick, breakdown. Anderson Silva versus GSP. Who wins?
Are they going to do that fight?
GSP is probably going to wrestle fuck him.
Okay. They're going to do that fight? They're saying they're going to do that fight?
They're thinking about it. Joining us in studio.
First of all, not coming from my audition, going to after. This is my BP session. This is where I warm up.
Let's
I warm up verbally with you guys.
Let's run lines. and by run lines, I mean let's call Sam's Coke guy. Ladies and gentlemen, joining the show.
Let's do it. Let's do it the way that Sam. Imagine if I was Sam and I didn't know Steve's name. Oh, lucky to have him on the show here on Punch Drunk Sports, a podcast for sports mostly, and he's on TV things.
You know him. And, I definitely know him.
He's one of our favorites here.
What are you looking for, dude?
I'm just trying to get...
cigarettes? It seems like... Wait, hold on. It seems like you don't remember my name right now.
I don't know.
He's wearing a shirt.
From the show on Channel 257 on my cable box.
Those are all just similar things that we have in common.
No, fuck this! Fuck you! Fuck you! I don't want to do this! I'm the only one at this show!
You act like you haven't walked off! Please welcome Steve Ranzizzi.
Hello!
Steve, thanks. You got here just in time for our NFL talk.
Oh,
it's
good.
The end of the year. How much? First of all, how much did you enjoy the Pro Bowl? Was it
exciting? I didn't watch a second of it. I only watched like a couple. I didn't even watch. Literally a second. All I saw was GoPro videos from.
I didn't even see a highlight. I didn't even click on a highlight.
Of all the All-Star games, by far.
Yeah, no, except I watched the hockey one, which is great, 3-on-3. But like, I don't get the tournament thing. I don't like that. But whatever.
Pro Bowl is.
And then didn't what's his name get hurt? Someone got hurt, right?
Yeah, that's why they don't want to do it anymore because it's literally
the like
one
every
sport.
Extra game in football
was
is
it
a massive
Kelsey
percentage
or
of people.
Barnage, some tight end got hurt. I can't remember which one.
Yeah, he twists his ankle.
Which one was it? Yeah, it was not bad. But he left in a walking boot. But I was saying this weekend, Sam and I watched it together, and I was like,
holding hands.
The Pro Bowl is like, because everybody's a $30 million guy. Mm-hmm. So you just watch it with your fingers crossed, holding all your lucky charms, like, don't get hurt, don't get hurt, don't get hurt, don't get hurt.
Why are we still playing football?
It's literally touch football.
You know they got robot tackle dummies now that like run around, like that you can like drone around the field that like these guys can hit so that you're not getting hit by your you can tackle them as hard as you want.
What?
They should just do like they do. They have like a little drone. I saw it on that 60 Minutes.
That's great. Yeah, why?
So it's like they control it. It's like one of those dummies, those big dummies, and it moves around the field.
Right.
I mean, it can't. They don't have the speed like a normal. But
and
like
it can't simulate
you tackle that instead of hitting your your friend. But also, they should just do like a skills challenge.
That's what I was saying.
They should do like if they get that like they can even do that for defense.
Like, they used to
like tackle it as hard as you want, and the thing.
How
when are you gonna have robots for a wife? So instead of beating your wife, you can just beat the robot.
Come on, dude.
Dogs.
Women learn their lesson. Don't take
They're
away.
They're called dogs.
They're called dogs.
Come on. Jesus.
Don't take away those punching cunts. How? Nobody gives a fuck about the Pro Bowl. Nobody watches it.
Yeah,
no one gives a living shit.
It was
they try
but
everything.
How much would
it.
You tune into it if you got who's the fastest man in the NFL?
Yeah.
Four
yeah.
guy, 100 yard dash. I would watch the
yeah.
shit
because
out of
what,
that.
Well,
they
listen,
used to
worst,
do that
worst
on
case scenario on that. You pull a hamstring, so what? You're in, you know,
you got
a month.
7 months.
The most
totally
weights,
right.
Who can like do the suicides or whatever, like cut back and forth. The catch drills, the passing through a little hole far away that I'm moving.
Hitting
like,
those moving targets.
Those
just
go skills.
You know, even if you have like, you're like, oh, like, you know, the other 30 teams that aren't in it, like your quarterback and your best receiver. They get to run like blindfolded routes or something like that.
You can
like,
have like top,
each one of them
top,
be blindfolded and try to run around, you know, like something like that. Like whatever, make it fun. But
you
like,
can have top three quarterbacks in each league. They get points. Now next, now you move to receivers. Top three receivers in each
Yeah, you just don't need them
stop
to see them
the game.
Hit
it's
each
just,
other. Yeah.
It looks really.
We're gonna
sad.
Watch. Yeah, we're gonna watch the best do it next week. We don't need to watch like simulated.
Yeah, get everybody
of it
in
now.
March.
You got defensive ends in one end zone, linebackers in another end zone. A fucking fat, drunk white chick at the 50-yard line.
Here we go.
Blow the whistle. First one there gets to fuck her. But here's the catch, guys.
It's like
here's
human dodgeball.
Here's the catch, guys. The second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth one there also gets to fuck her.
Oh, really? They all get to fuck her then.
Welcome to the air.
How about this? How about this? How about you get
where everyone gets a T-shirt and
bad.
To fuck that fight with
woman.
How about you get, honestly, how about for real? You get all the defensive Pro Bowlers.
Real?
Yeah, and all the offensive Pro Bowlers. Line them up one end zone, and say, see how many we can score. See how many people can get to the end zone before being tackled once.
Wait, what?
All like the offensive players. We got receivers, quarterbacks, whatever, running backs. We're on offense. Fucking linemen, too. Offense. Let's all run. The defense runs at us this way. It's kind of like Capture
the Flag. Gladiator?
Yeah, once you get tackled once, you're
you
out.
Joust?
See, how many of our
that's
guys can get
the
end zone?
That's worse than playing
the
game.
The
that's why they stopped
ever.
Doing
just
the
one
kickoff.
Tackle. Just one
can
tackle.
Just
it'll
say,
be like American
Ari,
Gladiators.
No. Most of the time, your ideas have some logic. That's the most retarded shit.
Okay, then go from
I've
the 10. Then go from the 10. So there's no running start.
It's not the initial 10 yards that people are going to. It's the tremendously large athletes who, A.
Just one tackle. It's just a tackle.
What was wrong with my fucking bad chick idea?
You want Eli Manning getting. Tackled by
no, you have them go last.
Because there's no
use
grudge
strategy.
No one's going to be going. Come on, man.
Why don't we just do Fight Club?
I would
Fight Club.
I would rather watch
naked.
NFC versus the AFC in dodgeball than I would the
would
Pro
be
Bowl.
Pretty fun.
Yeah.
UFC versus the NFC. That's good.
UFC versus the NFC. I would actually watch that too. I'd watch AFC. So you, sir, but not only from the league, huge NFL fan as am I. Word on the street is you went. To the AFC Championship game.
We did. Me and Ari went.
Mm-hmm.
And Simone and Justin. Yeah, it was
Whoa,
awesome.
Whoa! All the cool kids
We
went?
Sat in the end zone that all the action in the fourth quarter was going towards.
Who had the hookup on tickets?
StubHub. We just bought
them. Oh, you actually bought
tickets?
Yeah,
we bought them like an hour and a half before
the
game. Oh, you went and bought them?
Yeah.
I've been to three football games with Renazzisi since the league. And we always sit in the shitty section, and he doesn't really get recognized because everyone looks forward.
Oh, they really do.
Everyone looks
forward. Aren't you guys just regular common people? Hey, we sit.
What's it like to hang out with peasants?
There's minorities around us. We've had to pay for beers.
There wasn't.
Regular
no.
Joes.
We were in Denver. There weren't. There was no one. We were in Denver.
That's
no,
true.
Yeah.
What was face value of those tickets?
They were like $110, right?
I don't
not
remember
bad.
Looking at them even. I just kind of followed you guys.
Yeah,
to see.
Not bad.
100, yeah.
Like most regulars, I think like...
But we just three. Picked an end zone. Like you pick, like, you know, you pick a section where it's open, and we just happened to pick
I
the one
I can't believe
where,
you got AFC Championship game tickets for
an hour and a half before.
Unbelievable.
No, no, no. We paid $300. They were $100. Like,
oh,
they were
okay.
Yeah, I was asking what face value was.
Yeah.
So you got them StubHub, so somebody had bought them and was selling them.
Yeah, or like most tickets, like, season tickets for business.
Yeah, a lot of guys, like, or a lot of people do, like, you know, they get season tickets. Even those are season tickets. And then, you know, they're $50 a seat, and then... if you can't make it, or
how high up were you in the end zone
or whatever, and you know,
how high up were you?
I mean, there was only like 20 rows behind
15,
us,
20 yards behind us. Yeah, that's about it.
Then
we were pretty
it.
Hard up. But man, I'm telling you, when that Gronk that 40 yarder came, you could see the ball going. You see Gronk trying to get separation on his receiver.
It was like he tried to throw it at us.
He's special.
Yeah, it was Gronk right on line from where our seats were, and we couldn't tell. We could tell it was a deep ball and a good, but we couldn't tell like if he had the right. You know, we couldn't get the depth. And then when it landed,
because from
his
where you
were,
he was like,
you
right
could
here.
Hear a pin drop.
How high
for
were
the,
you guys? Does Steve
not
get high
we
with
just,
you guys?
We just,
no,
we just smoked on the way in. We didn't
high,
do edibles.
Hangs out,
we literally
drives you guys around.
We smoked like a half a joint on the way in, and that was it. Yeah, and then one at halftime.
Justin?
The other half.
Oh,
at
yeah,
halftime.
Yeah, yeah. Justin's our friend, our agent.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And I mean, there were a decent amount of Patriot fans sitting in around us, and that's all you could hear in that moment.
The Patriot fans.
What was the percentage of Patriot fans because it's at Denver?
98% Denver fans.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Of course.
They were scattered around.
How
yeah.
much
it wasn't.
Were,
like, but I think like, Boston's a good travel city, so you always get like a decent amount of road.
So
dude, Steelers travel like everywhere the Steelers play.
Yeah.
Terrible towels everywhere.
You know what? Colorado Rockies games they now sell pop brownies. Did they sell them?
Did they really?
Yeah,
that is true.
I didn't see any, but I would have gladly
seen
one.
That's a fake article. I fell for it too.
Now with
really,
yeah, they're not doing that.
Oh.
With
I had a whole bit about it. They only sell until the seventh inning. What, you don't know anything about pop brownies? You'd have to cut it off in the first inning if you want people to be sober when they leave.
Yeah,
with their pot laws there, could you smoke in the stadium, or was there an area designated for smoking pot?
There was an area for smoking, and we like it was like a, it was one of those, you know, where you have to walk down the ramps.
People were just smoking weed there.
No, I don't know. We were. Look, I figured we weren't acting like idiots. We were doing what everyone else is doing, and our smoke smelled a little different than theirs, I think. I don't think we bothered anyone.
It's a recreational state. That doesn't matter.
Kids are fine. Yeah.
I'm totally fine with it. How many people asked you for your autograph and recognized you?
The guys next to us when we sat down recognized me, and then there was a group in front of us that recognized me, like, every once in a while. But, like, head down. I mean, everyone bundled up.
Yeah.
You know, head down. No one.
And you're looking forward.
Yeah, you're looking forward.
To see anybody.
And, dude, you're there for, I mean, it's the AFC Championship fucking game.
Yeah, everyone was packed in. It was pretty crazy.
What a great game, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so exciting.
And then when they scored the touchdown to tie the game, or to almost tie the game,
silence. It was like, fuck.
Yeah. The air let out.
Because he hit that 4th and 16, and he hit the 4th and 6 from the 4th and goal from the 6.
Because they knew that if this game's going overtime, they're not
winning. 2 fourth downs on that drive. You're right.
Would you say
they could
that
move the
Belichick,
ball at all.
For as Graves as a coach as he is, he also makes some dumb fuck decisions.
I don't know. What decision
what
would
you
say that would you have questioned?
I don't think
play
so.
Play calling decisions or clock management
stuff? Within
the
season, not taking the ball. Not taking the ball on the overtime where they lost that game, which caused them not to have home field. They lost a couple
That's
of the last.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
The last thing. And then he's the guy that pushed so hard for the field goals to be pushed back, which cost him.
He's one of the people
And by the way, his kickers missed one in 540.
Right,
he was one of only three.
One of only three
that missed one that didn't miss one this year, and last year there were nine missed PATs. This year, 68.
Yeah, and that's good.
They moved it back.
Because you know why? And then of the nine last year, probably four of them were J.J. Watt swatting them down. That's all the only reason
probably.
There was to watch the point after.
And
he
swatted down
four or five of them. And
not
was
to
it.
Mention,
that was the fun highlight.
That resulted,
other than that, it's bullshit.
That resulted in this game being way more exciting.
Exactly.
Sure
and
did.
I'll say this.
I think
one,
that was a great
to answer your
change.
Question, who would you rather have coach your team? Could you name anyone?
Wade
Lombardi,
Phillips.
Vince For, Lombardi.
If you have to, no, I'm not just saying defense. I'm saying the whole team.
But yeah, Wade Phillips.
Wade Phillips, but he's the defensive coordinator for the Broncos.
As a head coach, he's flamed out everywhere he went.
North
Bills,
Turner,
Dallas.
Are you just
naming coaches
and
former Cowboys coaches.
The number one. What I saw was they got to Peyton Manning with they would drop eight. I mean, they got to Tom Brady. They would drop eight in coverage and rush three and still put a shit ton of pressure on
him. He was scrambling the whole time.
And that was the Giants?
They got rid of the coach, the offensive line coach.
Yeah, so it was like...
But in Denver's defense, Denver led the NFL in sacks.
He got out
from
eight. I think 11 balls that he barely got off that were almost sacks.
Yeah, yeah. Like he just kind of threw. None of them were even close to being completed.
People were calling for, everyone around us was calling for intentional grounding, which of course you do when
two out of eight of those should have been. The other
but
six.
Some of them,
like,
I was like, there he is in the hashes, and I don't know who the fuck he was throwing to. So and so is an ineligible receiver, or is an eligible receiver downfield. That's why.
All four of you rooting for Denver.
Yeah,
sort of.
And against the Patriots.
As a New York guy, are you allowed to root for the Patriots?
I don't mind the Patriots because every time we see them, we win a Super Bowl, the Giants. So I don't mind,
This guy.
Coughlin's gone. Are you sad?
I mean, it's time. I thought it was time.
It's sad like when Cal Ripken retires. We're like, he's not helping your team anymore.
Yeah,
but he's gone now.
12 years, he did two championships. I was surprised.
And do tell us, Bob McAdoo.
He's going to be,
do you think Coughlin goes in their ring of fame, whatever it is?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, like, not like if he's coaching Philly next year, they're not going to put him in the ring of fame.
How long of a tenure did he have?
13 years?
12.
12 years?
Yeah, 12, I think 12. Yeah.
Two Super Bowls in 12 years?
Two, yeah.
Two out of 50 total.
Against the Patriots, too.
Yeah, both of them. That's why.
Oh, wow.
That's why I made that joke. And it worked.
Yeah, great.
And it worked.
Good stuff.
So much that the explanation made it even funnier.
By the way, when I was in Denver at the game, I came up with another idea for us.
Oh, I love to hear
it. I think I have one too. Go ahead. What's yours?
This is to make money.
This is urinals that take selfie dick pics and send them to all your contacts right away. So, like, you flush the toilet, boom. Dick pic, selfie, boom, right, or not selfie, but just a dick pic, boom, and then blast it right to all your contacts.
And the
so that everybody has it, you're not missing anyone. You don't have to do the family sharing thing, whatever.
Just
psh, pop, like an old school pop flash thing.
And I have one.
You would just see guys in the corner just beating off, trying to get off.
Hey, man, that's 2.0. I want to roll out the second version before we get the first one.
And the button to take the picture is right next to the flusher on the other side, so you know.
It's very confusing.
This one. Yeah.
It's very confusing.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. Here's my idea. Rival cakes.
Okay.
Rival cakes. So let's say you're at Soldier Field.
Okay.
Yeah.
All the urinal cakes
are
Green Bay Packers symbols.
Oh, really?
So, you're a fucking Clippers game. Fucking Golden State. So
if you're at Soldier Stadium, they're playing the Giants. They would sell cakes made for with Giants.
Oh, here comes
and
hungry,
the Giants fans would eat them, but they were poison and we would die. Rival cakes.
No,
like
how about this, dude?
Like
I'm gonna take a little your idea and a little your idea. Okay, so you go to the Rival. You have the cakes in there, but they have a Bluetooth where they connect to your phone, and just the pictures of your loved ones come up while you're pissing.
While you're pissing on them. And you could flip them through. Like,
Bluetooth. Bluetooth.
Or
you can hook your Tinder up to that and scroll through and just piss through.
Yeah.
Piss swipe.
What do you think?
I like it.
Yeah.
I don't know how to make any of this stuff, but that's not our problem.
I got a guy. All I need is 50 grand that gets our foot in the door.
50 grand?
And then we can talk numbers.
By the way, I'm going to an audition after this, so we're going to have to cash in on some of these ideas pretty quick.
Audition for what?
They're pilots. But, like any job you want to get, you got to probably have to read for.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I wish you nothing but love and respect.
Thanks, man.
By the way, after the game, we saw real fun stuff.
Speaking of, because you mentioned before the pot, if we did eat a pot brownie, we certainly wouldn't have reacted the way one of the fans that we saw. Dude, we saw one of the greatest after, completely third party, not involved at all. But we're walking back from the stadium. With another great thing about Denver is you can walk from the stadium.
It's in the city.
It's 15 minutes, 20 minutes back down to your downtown to your hotel. So we're doing that.
Right.
And we come to a light, and we have to wait. And a couple of a lot of Denver fans around us. But then we saw these two couple drunk
Patriot fans, I don't know, like 15 feet
away. They were just
away.
Texting about maybe 10 feet, 15 feet like away from the crosswalk, just sitting there kind of looking for somebody or maybe calling an Uber.
This is
like
post-game.
Post-game.
Okay.
Yep. Everyone's walking away.
Yep.
So I didn't turn around for the aftermath, but I did
saw
hear
all of it. You intentionally weren't looking.
I intentionally wasn't looking because, again, you don't know who knows who, and I'm not getting involved in anything. I've had a pretty fucking crazy
Kevin,
year.
You mediated.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
do tell.
I'm
do
just
tell.
Trying to stay, keep my beak clean. So I'm just staring straight forward. You hear, fuck you, back and forth
bit. It started like this. Started like, hey, get out of here. From the Denver
home.
Fans to the Patriot fans.
Yes. And the Patriot guy was like, go fuck yourself. Like, right away.
All fun, friendly. Yeah. You got that New England accent. Totally cool.
Fuck you. And then the Bronco fan, I guess, tried to double down on it. Like, whatever. It was like, you guys fucking assholes or whatever. I don't know if he was negative, but he just, he went again. He pushed
with
the buttons again.
With his whole family there.
Yes.
I mean, there were wives. There was a group of about 8 dude fans and about 6 more women.
Expecting this, I think, to be some sort of verbal chess match, which at this point, I think the Patriot fan, in my backstory of him, he's some sort of concrete worker who's gone all in on this trip. You know, it might be his last one with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And he wanted to go see his fucking Patriots.
Yeah.
He's never been to Denver. He probably smoked a joint last night, but today he's been fucking drinking since probably noon.
Of course.
Well, he's had it, and he's done with it. So he goes, you want some fucko? Like, and comes towards him, to which point I was like, I'm looking straight ahead. And these guys are right next to me.
Big guys? So are you talking about big guys
this
here?
This dude that I remember was like probably the Boston guy was probably about 6'2", but lanky.
Thin
and long. Okay. Like,
so after this.
Like built like me.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
After the Bronco guy said the same thing, the guy goes, fuck you cunt.
Yeah.
His accent got a little stronger.
Yes.
Which means like, he's remembering his old days.
Yep.
And then the guy goes, you look at him go over there right now. The Broncos guy. You look at him go over there right now. And show you, you know.
And the Boston guy's like, I'll fucking come over. And
No. He goes, come over here. I'm waiting. Come here. And then there was no movement from the Broncos guy.
And then
the
Patriots
guy's
weakness.
Like, that's what I thought. Beat it. And then when he didn't beat it, because the light hadn't changed.
Yeah,
it was a long light.
I mean, it was a long light. Wait, I'll tell you how long this light was, because now.
It was about 3.5 minutes.
Because now the Patriot fan comes over.
He's not waiting. He's not waiting for the Broncos guy to come over there.
No, now he's like, because you haven't come to me, I'm going to go to you.
As Simone said, he can smell weakness.
Yeah, now, the Patriots guy is just by himself. And
no,
the
he's got a,
no,
he's got a buddy.
He's got a girl.
No.
But in terms of guys.
Dude, the fat guy with the football helmet type hat.
I don't remember. I didn't look around at
anything. Denver Bronco guy's got a bunch of friends?
He's got
6-7 dudes, 3 or 4 women.
What are you, crazy? Okay.
Women, too. So the Patriot fan came over, and I think he took a swung at the
– Yeah, he just went right over, grabbed him a little bit. The guy did the fucking put hands out.
Like, I'm not sure if we're really going to fight or we're just going to push each other.
Yeah.
He was not going to be the aggressor at all. Yeah,
starting.
And then he knocked, I guess, another. I don't know.
He kept looking straight ahead. Okay, the Patriots guy swung first right away. I think even like by the law, when the guy's like, you're lucky I don't come over and beat your ass, I feel like at that point you can just like, well, now I'm going to punch you. Feel like you've said enough that this is now a fight.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he grabbed the guy. They start moving. One of the Denver fans' friends came from behind, tried to separate him. He took a fucking shot to the face.
Yep. The Denver Bronco fan took a shot to the face.
And as he was going down, knee to the head.
And he's down.
Like a big one. Like
out.
Big.
Now, here's what I'm looking at. Because
By the Patriots fan.
Yes.
By the Patriots
fan. Just knocking
out.
Dudes out.
Fell over, but not all the way down. Sort of like floating. Like a knocked out floating.
Like, I might get up, but I don't know where I am right now.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Yes.
Right
but
on.
I'm looking straight ahead. And as I'm, and we're in a major, we're only a couple miles from the stadium. So
at any point in time,
cops.
It's way closer.
Yeah, there are still cops like crossing people, and this fat crossing cop sees the whole thing and is like doing the thing like, I don't want to get involved, like kind of coming close like, hey ho, and then all of a sudden
once the knee happened
he kind of like started to pick up a jog, and then like boom, more cops, bicycles, and as his bicycle's coming down the road about 60 miles an hour with the lights on, I see a Prius just going like this, and I'm on, oh my God. Uh-huh. And the bike cop just had to slam on the brakes, the Prius, and I'm like, holy, because that's what I saw. And I just hear the chaos behind me.
The Uber driver's looking for his pickup.
And then they come running over there, and then boom, just they hook the dude up, and they the Patriot fan, like zip-tied him, I guess, whatever those zip ties are.
Yeah, the call
zip ties. And what do his friends do?
His friend, the Patriots friend, kind of hung around for
no,
a little while.
No, but what did the Broncos fans?
The girl got really mad.
The girl got mad because she
told you,
she
Jeremy. Now look what happened. Yeah. Now look what happened. Timmy's down.
And then she was like screaming at the guy that got arrested for a while. And the cop was like, all right, I've already got this. He's arrested. He's in handcuffs. She kept screaming. Then she went over to the guy who was knocked out. She literally tried to like just yank him up. Like he was over.
Yeah.
Like this.
Get up, Phil, or whatever.
She's like, come on,
Phil.
And then she, I was like, leave him alone.
Yeah,
and
she had no idea.
Look what happened.
Because she's
look
never been
happened.
Knocked out before. She
happened.
Doesn't know what it's like.
So
he's, this guy was on.
Now.
He didn't even know what game he had just
he
seen.
Was, he
sure.
Was,
yeah.
He was on Queer Street. He's sucking all the dicks.
But the Patriot fan put his hands behind his back like this was not the first time this has happened
like,
before.
I know the routine.
He saw the cops
can't.
Roll up and immediately hit his hands. Hello, yep, behind his back. Like he once he knew he went over, he was like, I'm all in on this trip. Like I didn't get what I want. And now I'm going to get what
I'm
I want.
Fight. Like,
so now he's going to jail.
Probably,
he's probably
going
to stay there
for
a couple
days. But by the way,
days.
The light is still red. This guy is hooked up in cuffs, the zips, and the light is still red. We're still standing there. No one's moved.
Red is this, he's way ahead the whole time, like not wanting to get
just
involved.
Power walking.
Yep. And I'm just back. Staring at him.
As soon
like,
as
I'm
that light turns
anywhere.
Green, I was like a fucking NASCAR
Steve,
driver.
Red is easy starts fight at AFC championship game.
When that shit starts going down and you kind of see the chaos and you're like, man, I hope this thing doesn't get worse or that. Any point in time in your head do you go, don't anybody touch my beautiful TV face.
No.
None of that runs through your head?
No. Because Simone was there.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Simone would have bit someone before anyone got to me, I think.
Oh, sure, is he your pit bull?
Simone, yeah. Like, yes, he's caring enough to know like he would never want anyone of us to get. He would do it for Ari and Justin, but he had eyes on the whole thing.
But if they're like, we're going to cut one of your
is
faces.
Is Steve
Simone
a fighter?
Like, not Steve.
No, but I think he's like not. He wouldn't.
He's from Philly.
So you're saying he would eat punches for you? Like,
yeah. Well, I think, yeah, like he wouldn't just punches. Watch me get sucker punched in the back of the head.
I wouldn't let any of my friends go.
Yeah,
like,
yes.
So. Who just sits there and lets some dude walk
the,
up? Do,
the Broncos fan did.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
His
watch.
Buddy was
I'm
the one
sorry, dude.
Yapping and his friends.
Oh, like,
that
would be the worst thing. It's like when your friend's like, I got knocked out because you couldn't keep your fucking mouth shut. You could let it go as get out of here. And you had to be like.
The guy who was talking shit didn't even get knocked out?
No.
Some other guy did?
His buddy.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. The guy got knocked out was the guy trying to break it up. Yeah, take it.
So it's like, we're leaving the game, I'm all hammered, I'm talking shit to some guy, and he comes over and knocks you out.
Yes.
That's basically.
I mean, they were doing it together, but instead
of the instigator.
It wasn't the guy that started, it wasn't the guy that seemed like he was going to back it up if the other guy came over. And he didn't.
Dude, I just know after fucking games, don't talk, if you're from the other team, don't talk to anybody. I don't give a fuck what they say. If you're with a girl,
especially
if they
a
won.
Season-ending
you know,
AFC
these
championship
guys came
game.
Came to the corner, and one group was like, "Boo, you guys!
We got you."
And the Boston guy's like, "Ah, fuck you!" And yeah. Then it was like, you know, maybe they were a little. And then the Boston guy was just like, "Not today."
I've been to football games and lost. And been rocking a jersey or a jacket or something and left, and you kind of get some guff or whatever. But it didn't piss me off that much because it's just a regular season game. I lose a playoff game or, God forbid, an NFC championship game, and I'm at it. I'm going to be a lot more emotional.
And you flew
last
minute.
Yeah, exactly.
And you got
a
hotel room, $1,500
game.
No one's letting you sleep in it. Yeah, but he slept in, you know,
dude,
in a jail cell. There's probably 100
Boston
Patriots.
My girlfriend, we're walking through enemy territory. They're going to talk about doing everything they can to you, physically, sexually. Don't pay attention. Let's get the fuck home.
Yeah. What are they going to do in two? Oh, sorry. What are they going to do in 2 years when they have the Chargers and the?
Well, that's what my argument was. I was on tour and I was
together.
Arguing with these people. It's like the reason the Raiders have such a bad reputation is because the NFL went out of their way to destroy the brand. And you know, it's like it's no worse than Philly. It's no worse. You see people all the time getting in fights like this.
Yeah.
It's just that everybody talks about it. Like the Raiders are the pit bulls of sports. Meaning
Raiders
that
fans.
I think I hear what you're saying a little bit. I don't think the NFL went out of the way to destroy the brand.
Of course,
but
they
I
did.
Think all in the 70s and 80s. The Raiders were the bad boys. They were the most penalized
also,
team in the NFL.
Also, NWA wore their clothes. It's like, you want to be a gangster, if you want to be
they
a
were
tough
the most
fucking
penalized
thug,
team in the NFL
the
for over a decade. The fans love them playing dirty and being dirty.
Good point.
And I think
emulate
they got
it.
That reputation for, more so, for cheering playing dirty than they got for shanking people.
But the notion that, you know, like Garcetti was like, oh, yeah, crime went down when the Raiders left. You're full of shit, dude. And the reason
I believe it.
What are you talking about?
Dude, it had to have.
If you moved the Green Bay Packers to L.A., there would be a bunch of cholo cheeseheads walking around shanking. It doesn't matter the team.
No,
well, it's the
no,
city.
No, because think about it. What did they replace it with? The
He's
soccer
making
team.
Sense.
You think there's
it's not the city. Nobody has
there's
that
no fight
about Rams
soccer
fans.
Game.
Sam makes sense.
In America.
No, dude.
I nobody has that theory about Rams Raiders fans, left. And they also played in L.A.
You will see when the Rams get back, there's going to be a spike in crime.
Yeah.
That's going to be, they're going to be in a
it's
shitty neighborhood for 2 years.
It's the same people, man. It's the Dodgers do it. The Laker fans do it. Then you don't talk about how the San Francisco Giant fans are like that. You know, it's like,
no, yeah,
the
Coliseum
is
close.
The Coliseum is in a shitty neighborhood. And if there's a fucking Giant football game going on where 80,000 people are going to come into a shitty neighborhood, there's going to be some predatorial people that live in that fucking shitty neighborhood.
So why is it so much more when it's Raiders playing there? Why is it so much more often?
I don't know if it is or it isn't. I'm not.
Maybe.
I can't say that it is. I can't say that it isn't. I don't
it
actually
for sure
know.
Is. It for sure is.
I went to a game with my dad, and we got into a fight with a Giants fan, and we beat the shit out of him, and he actually died.
He died?
Wow.
God. Such an asshole.
Only actually Hicks should die.
Some people come on the other podcasts I do and they admit some weird, like Brant Tobler. You ever heard Brant Tobler's story?
Yeah.
Him and his brother actively talk about how they tried to murder their father.
Kill their father.
And you're like, oh, well, okay. That's
really
interesting.
I did a weekend with him and good
did,
nights.
Did he try to kill his father?
No,
then?
He didn't mention it once to me.
Yeah.
Did he serve you any soup, Lenny James?
No.
Steve, what is
Super Bowl?
Oh, like, by the way, what'd you say?
Go on, go on.
I'm going.
Steve is going to be at Peyton Manning's last two games.
Yeah. I'm going to be the punch drunk on the field reporter.
Yeah, dude.
Nice.
I'll get the skinny for you guys.
Can you record some audio and or get any interviews?
Come on. He set you up for that.
Get any interviews?
He's going to get the skinny for you? Come on.
Come on.
He set you up.
I do appreciate it. Are you going to
television?
Can I say my one prediction for the Super Bowl?
Yes.
That if the Broncos win,
yeah,
Peyton Manning's going to take the podium, and he's going to say, guys, I got an announcement. I've been dead for the last 8 months.
Okay.
There's been a few of those months.
This
you couldn't
been
argue
weekend
that.
At Bernie's. Weekend at Peyton's.
This is all guts. It's been all guts. And I'm just
are you pulling for Peyton to get one?
Yeah.
Is it because
you hate black people?
Is it because
no,
he's Eli's
absolutely
brother?
Not. It's
because
I hate dabbing.
It's unrelated. It's unrelated. Your hatred of black people is unrelated, you're
it's
saying?
It's not.
Is it because he's Eli's brother?
People, is what I was going to say before I did that pause. So anyway, I know. I think Peyton. Look, I don't. I think at 5.5 point, they're a 5.5 point dog now.
Yeah, right now, yeah.
I think that's generous. I think that we watched the game. If they couldn't move the ball against the mediocre defense, they have 2 weeks. I'm sure he's gotten healthier, better. Whatever.
But he could
it is.
Move the ball, just not in the fourth.
They got great field position.
Yeah.
They got a couple good penalties. And then,
they
yeah, put him in the red zone. Yeah, you need him to get 20 yards.
That defense
great.
Is bailed
but
him
you pin
out
him
all
down
year
at,
long.
You pin him down at the 15 constantly like they did in the second half.
Yeah.
You
they
need to get two first downs to get a better field position.
They were talking that if Peyton Manning was a better quarterback this year, they would be talking about the Denver defense in the same breath that they would be talking about the 85 Bears.
Maybe.
And the Rams. Like, that,
look,
that's how
other
good
defense
this defense
have bailed
is.
Out. Like, look at the Ravens. Had an unbelievable defense when what's-his-name was the quarterback.
Banks? Or whatever.
No, he's the Dilfer.
Yeah, Dilfer. Trent Dilfer.
A perfectly, you know, feasible quarterback that can get in there and not
but
turn
I'll tell
the ball
you what,
over.
They had a running game, though. And I really question Denver's running
Denver,
game.
Denver, at the end there,
they can't
they could
run
not
the ball.
No,
they're
not
definitely not
going to
run
downs.
Against
well,
the
because they had
Panthers.
Eight guys in the box. That's why they couldn't run the ball.
But then why couldn't they
Panthers
throw
will put
one.
Eight in the box
they're
all
they're
going to
put
day.
Eight in the box, too, because
straight
you,
up.
Why put Norman one-on-one against even anyone out there? You know?
My hope for this game
Demaryius
is that
Thomas dropped two balls. I watched him drop
yeah.
two balls.
Yeah.
He's slowly
like,
become
you
the
can't
second.
Drop any balls.
He's become the second best receiver on that team. With
Emmanuel
Sanders.
Sanders will go up and get something no
yep.
matter what. But how many times I told him? How many times are you going to throw the ball a duck up there and have your best receiver get hit like that?
I yeah. just
not
hope
stick
that he
around
doesn't
that
embarrass
long.
Himself like the last.
I don't
Super
think he's
going
to. Oh, that, yeah.
You know, just hey, Peyton. How about this first
but,
series? Just run the plays. Don't audible right there. Can we all agree on that one? Don't audible next year in zone like you did in the first game, which completely set the tone for the rest of the game, and they were all shell-shocked instantly. Just get a good series out your first one, and then let the game play.
Here's why I think it's going to be interesting, because you can if it's a close game, the yeah. longer it goes, the more the Broncos have, I think, the advantage. And I also think that if for some reason,
what do you mean the longer it goes, like the
longer it goes, it's a tight game,
tight,
like
okay,
close
okay,
game,
gotcha,
you know.
Gotcha, yep.
But even I think even if the Panthers blow, you know, the first quarter it's like 17 or 21-0. You know, they blow leads.
They do blow leads.
But they blow leads.
Where they stop
against
trying.
Teams that can come back again.
Yeah,
and I don't think the Broncos have that in them.
It's not even so much that they blow leads. I feel like they take their foot off the gas and start playing conservative.
That's fine
and
if you
let people back in. And then they can't put their foot back on the gas for some reason.
But but they have a good defense. I have a really good defense.
Great defense. Best linebacker in football, Luke Kuechly.
Luke Kuechly and.
Best linebacker in football.
Yes.
I don't think they'll take their foot off the gas because there's no more games to play.
I had sex in Houston with a girl wearing a Luke Kuechly jersey.
Did you really?
You made her wear it?
No, she was already wearing it.
Really?
Oh, so you just fucked her? You pulled the pants down, banged her, why, and you looked at Luke
why
Kuechly's
did this
number
have a
the
Luke?
Whole time?
I met Luke Kuechly. He came to my show. And
where did you
like a
blow
cool
loads? In her?
What?
Did you blow in her?
I did not.
Or did you blow all over the jersey like a scumbag?
I think by the time the load was blown, the jersey was off. But
wait a minute.
While,
wait a minute. Was there a condom involved? Why wasn't the load blown into the condom?
A condom?
Please. I know. That's why I'm asking.
Also, I'm also curious.
I wanted to admit it out loud again.
Was this actually Luke Kuechly that you fucked?
I don't know. Yeah,
yeah.
How big was her clit, and did it have balls?
It was very black for a white girl, and
Her vagina?
Yeah. Oh, he's white, too, huh?
Yeah, he's white.
Luke Kuechly? You think that's a black guy?
I don't know.
Kuechly's not a fucking name. I don't even know.
That's a horrible
his
name.
His owners like a few generations back could have been Kuechly's.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what LJ, Larry Johnson, once said to who's that quick guard on Phoenix who was also Johnson?
Oh, Kevin Johnson.
Kevin Johnson.
Now the mayor of Sacramento.
They were playing each other. Oh, really?
Right.
And there was like one of those things, like, what do you think of Kevin Johnson? And Larry Johnson was like, he was great. Our forefathers were on the same plantation, so I have no problem with
that. He loved talking. Remember, because I talked about this on something else where, like, Larry Johnson was like, yeah, we're $50 million slaves. Dude, apparently you don't know the term slave because there's never $50 million
that's
involved with slavery.
And generally not much compensation involved with slavery.
That's the point.
You know?
Yeah, it's like, we're just paid slaves. Like, oh, you mean job.
Yeah, yeah.
Job is not slave.
Yeah. Dude,
Latrell Sprewell,
will,
I can't
you
feed
could
my
call
family.
Me Kunta Kinte for 50
I can't
mil.
Feed my family unless I
on
choke
15
this guy.
Million? Oh, on 15 million. How
15 million a year.
A
not
year.
15
how
million
to feed
over 20 years.
That's what he said.
Sprewell? Is he broke now?
Probably.
Well, the problem is that a lot of people don't know this. His family eats diamonds.
God, that's what
they survive on diamonds.
You hear that crunch, 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 crunch.
They shit out coal.
Man.
Which brings me to my next idea I want to pitch you.
Yeah.
Fax toilet paper.
What does that mean?
It's toilet paper, but also fax paper. So you could fax stuff or wipe your ass with it.
And so what, do you have to get a fax in order to wipe?
Yeah, that's got to be weird.
No, if I ever run out of toilet paper, I can call my good friend Steve and go, hey, man, can you send me a fax real quick? I got to wipe my ass.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
And then
the fax paper comes out. You have to walk over to your fax machine and then
the toilet.
Boom.
Oh, it's by the toilet.
It may be that back thing, that back little container.
Yep, right there.
How about,
right. You
how
get
about
it.
This?
Hold on.
How about
this? That's technical bullshit. I need 50 grand.
Robot butt wiper, right? And what happens is the robot arms come up, grab your cheeks, spreads them open, and
as
just
as hard as possible.
Wipes,
scrapes
wipes,
with his metal
just
claw.
Just wipe.
Now,
does all the wiping.
I think we've kind of hit a niche where we're sort of in the bathroom. A lot of ideas are coming from things in the bathroom.
How about this? What's the craze these days? Not the kids.
Not the kids.
But racism. You're
guns.
I like that, too. I like where you're going. I have
guns
a couple
and
ideas
racism.
For that.
Racist
guns
cops.
Was good, and my handgun breathalyzer idea, I think, is still on the table for you.
That is.
But
have you seen a prototype on that one yet?
I had an accident with it. There was a prototype.
Okay.
But you even said it yourself. Dick pics.
Yeah.
Dick pics are all the craze these days.
Yep.
But what happens? You get tired of sending dick pics. You know,
too much.
All of a sudden it doesn't scratch the itch. You're like, I wish I could fucking just send you some cum. Pow. Read that, Sam.
Fax machine for cum.
A fax machine for cum.
All of a sudden
she's just there. Oh, I'm getting a fax. She puts her face right by the fax machine. Shazam!
And then
nice hot load right all over.
Say
fucking,
Shazam, is that part of it?
It's
that
just,
wouldn't be bad.
Know,
we
just,
can definitely R&D.
So
that.
The listeners got the video.
I'm one. Yep. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Think.
And then
let it sit.
Let it sit. Well, we're researching and developing this for 75 grand.
I want to see this fact. Yeah.
I don't know.
So is it like a straight line or is it just like...
settings. You could set it to however
you
want.
So there's like bang, bang, bang. To Bukkake? Like,
yeah. Yep.
German Bukkake?
Yep.
Just everywhere?
Gush.
Yep.
Squish.
Yep. Ooh. And there's like some sort of like...
Dribbler? Can you get a dribbler?
Yeah. Course, some sort of like giant funnel that you just beat off in and then you type in the number and hit send. Pa-pow.
This may be one of your best ones.
Thank you.
Are you going to need a landline for this or is it...
straight cellular. It could be a Wi-Fi thing. This one I don't think is going to fly. I don't even know what that means. Extremely flammable clothing. We're just going to scrap
Can we get our Super Bowl predictions? Let's go around the horn.
I would love
Guest
to do that.
Guest in studio, Steve Arnazzisi.
I'm saying 30-17.
30-17.
Panthers.
I'm going to stick with the Broncos because I'm rooting for them. I'm a bandwagon fan. I've been allowed on the bandwagon by Broncos fans, and I'm fucking pulling for them all the way. Unless it's a blowout after the first half like last time, and I will just switch sides.
Okay.
What about a score?
Do you have a score?
Yes. Broncos, 52.
What?
Yep. Panthers, 8.
Man, it's easy. I need to borrow 10 grand. I want to make a bet with an idiot I just met.
Hold on. I would, yes.
So 60 is the over under.
60 is the over under. Okay. Which might be what Vegas might even actually have it at, but I would love to see.
You do know what it is? I can look it up real quick.
Are you taking any action on this, Ari?
What?
On your spread and
there's definitely a lot of action, throws and stuff.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying you're taking monetary action on your.
Yeah, all comers. You know what I mean?
Great.
I'm putting it up.
Just to get. Just to get the word out there, can you say all fax comers?
All fax comers?
Thank you.
Oh, I get it. We're saying branding.
You got to brand that
brand
name.
Brand it. So a realistic score, what do you think?
I think the Broncos defense is going to disrupt Cam Newton. They haven't really been disrupted like that before.
Pretty much goal one and two.
I think they're going to be up by a lot, and then the Panthers are going to start slowly coming back. I think the Broncos will win by about 10 points. So maybe
final score
32-22.
32-22. 31-21. Yeah, if they force turnovers in their own zone.
Tebow, final thoughts.
I think Carolina does what two things the championship teams do great. They run the ball and control the clock, and they play fucking good defense. And I don't think Denver's going to be able to get past that. I think Carolina wins 38-17.
Wow.
Crushing. Bigger than, yeah. All right.
What about you, Sam Tripoli?
I unfortunately don't think it's going to be close. I think the juggernaut offense of the Carolina Panthers will eventually wear down the amazing defense of the Broncos. And I think the Broncos offense has no chance against the amazing defense of the Carolina Panthers. I think the score will be Carolina Panthers 42.
Damn.
Denver Broncos 14. And I think we see Peyton Manning retire because of the HGH shit. He's going to get out before anybody really wants it. And it's all.
I think he's done either way.
I think he's getting regardless.
I think he's done either way.
He's done, yeah. He's done. I think so.
Well, I'm telling you why he's done.
Did you guys see that ESPN article on the Patriots and how much they covered up?
How much they cheated? Yeah. Like, it's really...
I haven't read it yet. It's bad, dude.
From what? From last year?
No, over the years.
Like how Goodell stopped throughout the years all tapes.
And what Goodell has squashed.
And he had to tell the other owners, like, listen, guys, it's bad. I need you all to get behind this and say it's not a big deal. Because we got to move on from this. It's going to hurt our brand.
Dude.
And the other owners are pretty pissed. And that's why Deflategate was a makeup call for that. With the other owners like, don't drop this shit anymore. Go to town on
who wrote this article?
ESPN.
Deadspin.
Wow.
It was on Deadspin, actually.
It was on Deadspin?
Yeah. Oh, no. It was...
Deadspin picked it up from ESPN.
I thought you said Sports Illustrated.
No. It was Outside the Lines.
Yeah.
Highlights Magazine? Were they covering this?
Yeah.
Highlights Sports?
Highlights and Blacktail Magazine.
They went in and stole people's playbooks, got their first 20 plays.
Yeah,
they knew
went
the
into their locker room and stole the playbooks.
And the videotaping was like ongoing. It started slowly and got to like this high tech. Like they had like 8-10 people all at once trying to videotape stuff and like steal signals. It wasn't just like an isolated thing. It was like
I mean, I think
this is
some
all
extent,
from the Robert Kraft era. Is basically what
just now
era
right?
It's his.
But they're not going to do anything about it.
Do you think that all of this, in the eyes of the general population, taints their championships? to anybody that isn't Eric Marino or a Boston person.
I think if you don't like, if you're not from the Boston area, you think fucking the Patriots are a bunch of...
Here's why I know it does taint it, because I was talking to Alex Edelman, a fucking comedian who's a Patriots fan, and we were all shitting on him for Deflategate. Mm-hmm. And he was like, and his point was like, yeah, but we beat the Broncos by like 30 in the second half when they put in the regular balls. And then we'd go, yeah, but I mean, you know, they did it all year, so they wouldn't have had home field for that. So you're talking about a stolen home field. Got it. And he gets so fucking angry. And I think people will love making New England Patriots fan angry.
Yes, because...
So they don't care, but they'll still harp on it.
That's exactly how I feel.
Will it affect Tom?
Do I think Tom Brady is an unbelievable quarterback? Yes. Do I think Bill Belichick is a great coach? Yes. Do I think that it's unbelievable that they have so many injuries and they can still... Is it great coaching? Yes. Do they probably do more than any other team to try to get away with shit? Yeah. But, you know...
You can still talk shit to them, and they can't say anything.
And they love it. And I mean, they love it. They hate it.
Will affect anybody getting in the Hall of Fame?
No.
Why? Because that's
how could you not put Rob?
I'm with you.
Rob Gronkowski has more touchdowns in the postseason than anyone else. I think
top five,
but
all time.
And he's
put
him
5 years instead.
Right. But if you actually think about what, and I know it's a different sport, but with baseball, where everyone's like, "You cheated." What is more cheating than fucking stealing playbooks?
Yeah.
Stealing signs?
I would love
out of center field.
I would love if they said you're forfeiting those Super Bowls.
Never.
They would
destroy their brand.
What they should do is kick Belichick out.
They should kick him out. You got to go, dude.
No way. That's crazy.
Because you can't take away Super Bowls.
How can they?
You're taking away money then. How do you, bonuses? You're going to take the bonuses back from all those players?
Playbooks. Do they even say? Because I haven't. You read the article?
Look it up.
You read the article? You both read the article?
I skimmed it.
Do they specifically say this was Belichick that did this? Or do they say
this
is what was done?
Is it ambivalent?
It was like Belichick developed a system to do. Like the first year or two, it was just like
That's a very damning thing.
Then he had extra guys up there. They had to get league officials say, come sit in the fucking fucking headphones. I guarantee you on a key play, the headsets will go out. And it was like some key third down. It was like, oh yeah, headsets are out. I knew it.
Well, they've been doing that forever.
Dude. What about Peyton Manning wouldn't have discussions with his coordinators in the locker room because he knew they were bugged. So he'd have to go outside. And
that's crazy.
If the headsets go out, like, you know, in baseball or in most sports, you can't put the lights on in the top of the first inning or the top of an inning because
both.
You have to put it on. The bottom inning, you have to put it on for both. So if the headsets go out, they should stop. If the referee's headsets went out, they would stop the game. And people would get pissed.
But then they come back on, and then they're like, "Oh, they're working again. Oh, it's our ball. Okay, well that works."
Yeah, exactly. They should say, "Okay, no more headsets for the rest of the game now."
Yep.
Because it went out, or whatever, or it's like we'll stop until we get it back on.
Or the home team loses their headsets, and if it works on the visitor side, fine.
Sometimes they do that.
You're in charge.
Sometimes
the home team's in charge of getting it working.
If the lights don't work.
The NFL has done that sometimes when an opposing team's headsets, even just the ones to the quarterback, go out. Yeah. The defense has to take their defensive captain's headset out as well.
Yeah, but that's not nearly as bad as the quarterback. If I was on defense, I'd take that every time.
100%.
Yeah.
Right, I'm with you, dude. I think there should be an investigation.
I want to read this article.
I think it's like Michael Jordan, where they say he didn't really retire. He was forced to take 2 years off because he was suspended because he's gambling on gambling too much.
Trust me, there's conspiracies in all of yes. I think maybe not all of them, but yes, there are some.
I love it. No one likes the Patriots, and it's easy fodder to get them upset, so I love it.
Who do you hate more, the Patriots or the Lakers?
Come on,
Lakers,
Sam, you know.
No fucking, not even close.
You know.
I don't hate the Lakers.
It's Lakers, Lakers, Lakers. My father, Patriots.
I hate the Lakers more than I'm a Pelicans fan.
Wow.
I hate the Lakers.
They're bad.
I hate the Lakers more than I'm a Clippers fan.
They're coming back on the Pelicans. They're starting to win some, which is stupid.
I'm telling you. No, they're only 4 games out of the playoffs.
That's stupid.
What do you mean? Think the playoffs is stupid?
You're not going to win a championship. You should try to get the best pick possible.
That's ridiculous. You try to make the playoffs.
It's my theory. If you ain't lose them all.
So any team 5-8 should just tank and not make the playoffs?
Yep. No, I think you should have your young
you're
players
an idiot.
Compete.
You're
have
a
moron. You want to have a chance to be in the playoffs. That's
you
crazy.
Have a chance to be in the playoffs.
I believe
in dreaming.
I believe in NFL.
You think Sacramento's going to hold on and they're going to get rid of Rudy Gay, and they're
I would love it.
And then they'll drop out.
Clippers get them.
This is
a good draft. There's a couple good players in this draft.
Two. And what do you guys get the second pick, which is bad.
What's your guys' take on all this yet again? and proving that I was right from the fucking college days, new Manziel dumb fuck moves. The disguise in
Vegas.
They
got rid of him. They're going to
get
rid of
him. The wig and the mustache.
They said March. They're cut
the day after the Super Bowl, they're like,
the helicopter looking for him the other day. Did you hear that one?
Bro, he's a fucking mess. But
no, they already said
second time fighting his girlfriend, they got a helicopter looking for him.
Really?
Yeah.
How many?
That was a helicopter he had.
We're talking about you're trying to discipline Richie Rich.
Yeah.
100%.
He's never every time he goes, he does something.
He's
goes, come on, man. What are you doing?
Cancer.
Okay.
He's
going to
look
it.
Back and be like, what an idiot.
You know
what?
He's going to head up his dad's
fucking
he's going to go be the backup quarterback.
He was a millionaire when he was seven.
B-A-L-L-A-S and be a fucking rock star down there. He's going to back up Tony Romo.
Nobody's ever told him no.
All his shit down there. That's where he's from.
I'll take him. We love taking
trouble
people.
Yes.
They're
going to let
him
do every one of them. That's where he's from down
there. How's Hardy working out? Fucking amazing.
He's going to take.
How's T.O. working
out? Jerry Jones is going to take him. He'll ride the bench. He'll get a couple. Dude, if Romo's your quarterback, your backup's going to get some playing time.
If they get RG3 and Manziel.
I think RG3 goes to San Francisco.
Yes.
I think RG3 goes to
RG3
the Texans.
They can still make a starter. Manziel is not a starter.
Would you rather have RG3 or Colin Kaepernick?
Kaepernick. And they already got Kaepernick and he's locked up.
I'd rather have RG3.
They could cut him. They would $13 million against
no
the cap. In
you don't get Chip Kelly.
He's going to renegotiate his
You don't get Chip Kelly and not keep Kaepernick.
100%.
The whole reason to bring him
for
in.
For
$13 million
against the cap?
Reason
if you're not 100% sure, that's a fucking... That's superstar. That's Cam Newton money. Yeah. That's big money against the cap.
Yep.
True. If you're not a hundred... That's your starting quarterback.
He got into the Super Bowl before. They changed coach. Coach
oh, yeah.
last year was
I'm
a
not saying he's not good or that he can't be good. Or I think he'd be good under that system. But that's $13 million
I
is
think RG3
starting star quarterback, top five quarterback in the league money.
I think Manziel goes to Dallas. And I think RG3 also goes back to Texas and goes to Houston, who's had a quarterback problems for a year and a half.
With Griffin, they're going to try to make him a starter. Manziel is like, you're a fucking project. But with Griffin, they want him to be a starter today.
Yep.
Do they have a good line in Texas, which they never have? Because
Not
you
bad.
Need a line with
Not
that
bad.
Guy.
Not bad.
I don't follow college football as much as you guys do, but is there like a safety that's coming out this year that we like the Giants can get their hands on at 10? Like a fucking like a
I'm sure.
Troy Polamalu?
A couple good safeties.
All right.
Couple good safeties. Ah, not a Troy Polamalu.
That guy from that.
That's
easy.
There's no
generational safety coming out this year. No Ronnie Lott's.
There's a couple first round DBs that are going to go this year.
Fuck man, we need
everybody defense. In Ohio State, including like people that aren't even on the football team, is going pro.
Yeah,
really.
I think they have 16 people that signed up for the draft.
Wow,
really?
Dude, Michigan's going to be start getting good, dude. Harbaugh's exactly what they needed on that team, dude.
Yeah, they really only had one big loss this year, I think.
One big
well,
one.
Well, dude, that loss changed everything.
That loss
I mean, they had one
the
that really they lost.
Of college
and then they
football.
Had, yes, yeah. And then they had that one.
That changed everything.
Because Michigan State got in then.
Yep, sure did.
I hate Alabama. Well, sure guys. Did.
I hate Alabama.
I got to piss so
great
bad.
Great to have Steve Renzizi in. Hey,
thanks,
guys, go check out my YouTube page, youtube.com/SamTripoli. I'm doing rants on there, so come check it out. Steve, we love you. Good luck on your
Thanks, man. Hey, I'm going to Nashville next weekend.
Oh, yeah,
Phoenix next weekend and Nashville.
We're in Phoenix.
Stand Up Live.
Stand Up Live.
Who are you going with? Dennis O'Neill, anybody?
Court McCowan.
Tickets.
Rick Ingram coming to
Nashville.com.
When are you guys going to take this guy out?
Bring in your golf clubs.
When do you guys need to start taking this motherfucker?
I don't get to take people yet.
I do. I will.
That surprises me, dude.
I will.
Love
Absolutely,
it.
Absolutely, yeah.
Love it.
I just called Ingram today. He's coming to Nashville with me. We'll figure
awesome.
Out something else.
Cool.
That's great.
All right. You guys, consider it sucked. As always, thanks for listening.
I love you, that Albany.